Absolutely. Well, keep up the good work. Liam Preston is head of the Be Real campaign, a body positivity campaign. Thank you very much indeed. Well, this beauty queen is a perfect 10, and so is the next person we're going to be speaking, Mr. John Holmes. Perfect, right. 10 inches high. Hello, little John.
I mean, there is 10
Hello.
Inches, but I'm not saying it's height.
Yeah, right.
Hi there.
That was so Radio 1 smashing.
It was a bit, wasn't it?
Hi there.
Hi there. It's blue skies across the capital today.
What nonsense is on your show?
Well, of course, I don't know if you've heard this news, nope. But Princess Diana is dead.
What?
Yeah, I'm sorry to break it to you like
when
this.
When did that happen? Hey, listen, I worked at the Sunday Express for 10 years. That was on my news list every single
day.
Week. Diana's still dead.
Yeah. Well, it's on there today.
Breaking!
It's still there. It's like catnip to the Express, isn't it? Let's be honest. What do the Express do? They go, Diana, Maddie, mm-hmm. weather, or what's
house
going
prices.
To give you cancer, or house prices, or immigrants.
Yeah. And how to stop us all dying.
Yeah, exactly.
I couldn't possibly comment, as I just did.
No.
What's on your show, though?
Well, there's a bit of that, a bit of Diana, a bit of
exclusive interview.
Theresa May. Yes, from beyond the... Yeah. We've got...
We're going to get in trouble for this.
I know. We'll edit this out. Theresa May is... have you seen her hair today? Theresa May.
Oh, give me a break.
She's got the Diana hair. It's like a tribute act. Theresa May didn't have hair like that before, and now she's done a press conference with sort of Diana
hair. You're so superficial.
I'm not really.
I could see you
observing.
Above the desk, because you're so tiny little, then I'd be able to comment on your hair. It's coming up top of the hour. John Holmes, lovely head of hair on his tiny little body. John's going to be back after 1 o'clock, take you through the afternoon. I'm back 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Diana will still be dead. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text 87222 or tweet us at Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Mum, what else can we do in the holidays?
Well, tomorrow, Dad's launching us across the galaxy with Rogue One, a Star Wars story. Then we could go on an island adventure with Disney's Moana. And next weekend, we can discover fantastic beasts and where to find them.
Epic!
Begin your adventure today by grabbing a Now TV Sky Cinema Pass and stream over 1,000 movies without a contract. To start your 14-day free trial, search Now TV. 18 plus new customers only. Auto renews at $9.99 unless cancelled.
What can I get you?
What's a Kopi Joss?
It's coffee with charcoal.
I'm sorry, did you say charcoal?
Yes. Once we've prepared your cup of coffee, we take the burning hot charcoal and dunk it in the cup. We then let the fabulous burnt charcoal flavour infuse until the cup has gone completely noir. It's £10 a cup and totally delish.
I'll have a latte, please.
With the McCafe range at McDonald's, you'll be relieved to hear you get freshly ground coffee without the fuss. McCafe. Great tasting coffee. Simple.
I used to work in a call centre. Every weekend, instead of being with my man, lost in conversation, I was with customers who'd lost their internet connection. But now I drive with Uber. So we only work weekends when I feel like it.
Oh, the football's on this weekend.
Like this weekend.
Work or not, at the touch of a button. Find out more at uber.com/driveuk. Uber, where to?
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
Ah, just after one. Good afternoon. It's Thursday. I am John Holmes. Victoria has got the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, no sufficient progress made in Brexit talks. Record fine for internet bookie and Diana remembered 20 years on.
Talk Radio.
The EU's chief Brexit negotiator says a third round of talks in Brussels have ended with few developments.
We're quite far from being able to say that sufficient progress has taken place. Sufficient for me to be able to recommend to the European Council that it engage in discussions on the future relationship between the UK and the EU.
Michel Barnier has been meeting with the Brexit secretary, who claims there's been concrete progress, but David Davis admits there's still some way to go. In the last few minutes, a 26-year-old man has been charged with a terror offence after being arrested near Buckingham Palace on Friday. It's after an incident in which two police officers suffered minor injuries from a 4-foot sword. The Prime Minister has dismissed criticism from some of her MPs over her leadership ambitions. Theresa May intends to take the Conservatives into the next general election in 2022 and has reiterated she won't stand down before then. An internet bookie has been fined a record £7.8 million for serious failings in its handling of vulnerable customers. It's after an investigation found more tests found thousands of 888 customers continue to gamble despite asking for a block on their accounts. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble has more.
The Gambling Commission says the firm's procedures weren't robust enough, with 888 failing to recognise visible signs of people who had a problem with betting. One customer staked more than £1.3 million, including £55,000, stolen from their employer. The bookmaker says it's made changes to help protect its users.
A family doctor has appeared in court charged with 118 sex offences. 47-year-old Dr Manish Shah is accused of assaulting 54 people, including a girl under the age of 13, who said in Essex. He's indicated he'll plead not guilty. And Elton John is among those to pay tribute to Princess Diana on the 20th anniversary of her death. He says the world lost an angel when she died in a car crash in Paris in 1997. People have gathered at Kensington Palace to pay their respects. Kathy has told Talk Radio she's brought a fruitcake down, complete with a picture of Diana on it.
It's going to be cut. Our little group is going to come around and we're going to have some champagne to, you know, celebrate Diana's legacy. And everybody can have a piece.
It's nice, isn't it?
It's lovely.
Would you, which, if there was a, if I presented you now with a cake in the shape of Diana, which bit of her would you eat first?
It depends on the flavour.
That's a good text in as well. Which bit of Diana would you eat first? In cake form. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Now, if the flavour... So, your favourite cake
flavour... Chocolate.
Right, so if I had a chocolate Diana...
Uh-huh.
What part of her would you eat first?
Her hair.
Excellent answer. I think most people would would agree with that.
It's got lots of volume, hasn't it? So, you get a big bit.
There you go. Good. See, there you go. What part of Diana would you eat first and why? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with which bit of cake you'd eat of Diana.
Great. And now is...
The weather.
The weather. The weather.
Talk Radio National Weather.
So, sunshine and showers today. Sun will be heavy and thundery. Warmer in London and the South East. Highs of 21 degrees.
I think us discussing that is what she would have wanted.
I don't.
Okay. Now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to buy online and deliver to your door the next day. Selco's got it.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain has completed his deadline day move from Arsenal to Liverpool for a reported £35 million. The England midfielder signed a long-term contract, which is thought to be a five-year deal. It's reported he'll be paid far less than what he was being offered to stay at Arsenal. Ex-Gunners goalkeeper David Seaman told Talk Sport this morning he's shocked by that.
Well, that is surprising, and it's saddening, really. But if he wants to go up there and play in the so-called position that he wants to, I find that strange, you know. And if he has gone up there for less money, then, yeah, I don't know. That's really saddening.
Tottenham have now completed the signing of Ivory Coast fullback Serge Aurier from PSG. The deal's thought to be worth around £23 million, and he's agreed a five-year contract. Spurs are also believed to have agreed a deal with Swansea to sign striker Fernando Llorente. Finally, Kyle Edmund is the last Brit standing in the singles of the US Open tennis. He's into the third round after beating American Steve Johnson in straight sets. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Victoria's just come up with another excellent texting idea, by the way.
It doesn't matter. We're not doing it.
Yeah, I know.
And it's not broadcastable.
No, that's my point. It's not. It's absolutely not broadcastable, what Victoria just said.
And what we just found out is that Victoria's a sick and twisted and... horrible person.
I think we just found out John's worse than me.
No, really.
Of his response.
Well,
only because he said he'd do it.
And you wouldn't.
Well, I would.
I wouldn't.
Anyway, if you ever meet us in the street or something, then ask us by all means what the unbroadcastable texting idea of today was, and I'm sure one of us will fill you in, as it were. Right. by the way, Alex has texted in, which part of a cake of Diana would you eat first? Kneecap.
I think we're leaving this whole bit.
It's fine. It's fine. Look, someone's baked a cake of Diana and taken it down to Kensington Palace.
A fruit cake.
Alex Dibble, ironically, Alex Dibble has been reporting from the scene.
From the cake.
From the cake.
Yeah.
And so, and I thought it was appropriate to ask the question, which part of the cake would you eat first?
Okay, that sounds fine.
There we go. 87222. Sorry, messing with the talk. That's already on Twitter.
Which
part of a cake-based Diana you would eat first?
Shall we get on with this show?
Yeah, fine. Okay, let's do Thursday.
Talk Radio.
What do I get? Oh, what do I get? What do I get? Oh, what do I get?
Thinking about what to get this lunchtime? Go on, live bolder with McDonald's Big Flavour Wraps. Enjoy the sweet chilli chicken one with cucumber, cool mayo, crisp lettuce, succulent chicken and a sweet chilli sauce in a soft toasted tortilla wrap. Today's $1.99 wrap of the day. Sweet. From 10:30 a.m, participating restaurants only, rest of range available at regular price.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
I am the best
0.09% French.
Chafee, a member of the royal family claiming benefits. By the way, if you do jump on the bandwagon, do wear the appropriate clothing. Of a larger size, because it's orange like Trump.
I think Britain is tired of hearing from exports.
According to Bo Burnham.
An illusion cake out of a serial killer.
I don't want to hurt you, I just want to cover you in disgusting things.
Could you hurt me a bit? Children in Wolverhampton have never seen Bake Off.
Yes, that I believe.
I don't like Noel Fielding looting for food in Manchester. I got £6,000 out of it for doing nothing.
Yeah. Awkward.
There's more where that came from.
Magic and delusion.
Well done. You, the audience there. That's you in a nutshell that we've just summed up.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am out together on a journey.
Well, a very good afternoon to you. Welcome indeed. It is 10 minutes past 1 o'clock. Your Thursday afternoon, and as all the newspapers that hounded her to her death are reminding us, today is the 20th anniversary, of course, of the end of Diana, the People's Princess of the Diana of the Welsh People's Wales. A lot of people today asking, where were you when you heard the news? Which could be a genuine question, but could also be a ploy to catch Prince Philip out. I am John Holmes. Hello, it is Talk Radio. It's the afternoons in Talk Radio. It's the 1-4 bit of the programme. The news that there is fit to discuss, but in quite a different way from boring old LBC. And also today, of course, in the news, where some never did, it seems today that Theresa May can see the light at the end of the tunnel, but it's moved some distance away. As you've been hearing, Theresa May today say she is in this prime ministership for the long haul. And will fight the next election as leader of the Conservative Party. That's what she's been saying. All she needs to do now is add the words strong and stable government, and we can more or less guarantee she'll cock it all up and it'll be a bit of an embarrassing mess. Oh well. Here we are then, 31st of August. And apart from being the anniversary of the death of Princess Diana, it is also transfer deadline day, as you were hearing in sport. What she would have wanted. I mean, to be fair, she did move around between different men quite a lot, so I suppose. Makes a kind of sense. Anyway, my friend, shall we now make sweet, sweet program together? I expect you're wondering what's coming up on the program today. I mean, who here's wondering what's coming up?
What's coming up on the programme today, John?
Anyone else?
I already know.
Anyone else out there? Chloe, you're wondering what's coming up?
No, thank you.
Harry?
I already know as well.
Right, Henry in the background?
No idea.
All right. Henry's our work experience. Well, I'm going to tell you anyway. Headline Hijack is on the way between now and 2 o'clock. You are tasked with making up a news story from scratch, from actual scratch. Using words that you know. A couple of sentences will do, that's all we need. send it over. You could hear those sentences be broadcast as actual news by Victoria here, using this actual realistic style mouth she's got.
This actual realistic style mouth I have.
That's it. Send in your headline hijacks, please, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
There's a diversity paper review on the way as well. And off the back of the news that's getting social media all a froth, as you'd expect it to, that the film Lord of the Flies is to be remade, but with girls instead of boys, Lord of the Flies. We're remaking today's diversity paper review, which makes us the most diverse programme in all of broadcasting. A different diversity each day reviewing the papers. With a bisexual. It's an all bisexual paper review today. As Rudd is along to cast both sets of eyes across the news. A lot of transfer deadline day rumours as well. We'll be bringing you those, keeping you up to date on it as the afternoon wears on. We'll be talking Diana, we'll be talking Theresa May's announcement. We have our work experience, as previously indicated. Henry will be here reviewing stuff. It's a work experience review, work experience punditry. Gadget news. Today we bring you what's happening in the world of tech with our work experience, who, it has to be said, thinks he's doing it to get a leg up into the industry, but the truth of the matter is that simply we don't have to pay him. There's the big debate at 3 o'clock. All your reactions are very welcome. Today, old-fashioned, really, you can text us a reaction, 87222.
Start your message with a word.
That's
talk.
Already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Yep. Or pop your reactions into one of Talk Radio's medieval catapults that we have. We have those, of course, situated around supermarket car parts of the United Kingdom. Pop your reaction into it. Fire it at Talk Radio. It'll catch it from the roof, essentially. But it's an old-fashioned sort of catapult today. It's
where is it?
It's outside Aldi.
Ugh.
In Nuneaton. We'll be talking to a foreign correspondent. A lot of stories happening, of course, across the world, and we're not shy of that. Today, a foreign correspondent from somewhere foreign are talking us through something foreign. And not only that, but being Thursday, we bring you this week's edition of Paul Ross Master. It's radio's least favourite quiz, in which celebrities are tested as to their knowledge of Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross. And here's what's happening behind the scenes. Ginger Dave is not producing. He's not here. He has spent, those of you wondering where he is, he spent the last month dressed as a flower outside the gates of Kensington Palace. It's his own personal way of paying tribute. Asprod Harry.
No, it's Asprod Binder.
No, because someone tweeted in with a better thing for him.
Okay, go on.
Asprod Harry, he'll never marry.
That's sad.
That's horrible.
Yeah, well.
Who tweeted that?
Oh, somebody, I don't know.
Thank you, that person.
Okay, hi, Harry.
Hello.
Yeah, Chloe is getting married, however.
Woo!
When is it, Chloe? 3 weeks?
Two weeks,
Chloe's Whoa. Getting married. Oh, he won't last. Victoria's got the news.
Yes, John.
Yeah.
Cornelius. Will Victoria get married? Sorry,
James Whale told me I wouldn't. Oh. He said I'd reached a comfortable stage in life and I'll never marry.
It's quite an insult, isn't it?
Yeah.
Cornelius is here.
I've already married 3 different people.
Yeah, all your mum. I'm John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons and you are very welcome along. And we need to start the programme with some music, of course. This gets us into today's big story. Try and figure it out if you can. Play along at home, no prizes. It's just for fun. The clues are all there. It's a little cryptic play along. What's today's big story? Based on this.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes
I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Or am I just stoned? Sex that's bringing me down. I went to war. He said my life's a bore. So quit my whining, cause it's bringing her down. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on.
I really like this. I like a cover version, and I particularly like this one. That is Bastille, and a cover version of Green Day's Basket Case.
To control, so I better hold on. Sometimes I give myself.
I like that. Do you like
great
that?
Bastille, yeah. They did Reading and Leeds this weekend, and I watched it on the telly.
Right.
Brilliant. Really great stage setup as well. It's set up like a rolling news channel.
Was
very
it?
Very clever. Ah. Very clever.
Anyway, that's an excellent cover of Green Day's Basket Case, which I think I'm right in saying is better than any of Bastille's songs. Apart from perhaps the one about Pompeii. Which I quite like.
Basket Case is still a better song than Pompeii.
All right, well, there you go. Anyway, how does it link to today's big story?
Time-wise, I'd say...
Yeah, it's late, but yeah.
Is it because Bastille Day is French?
Yes, good.
And Diana died, unfortunately, in Paris.
Correct.
Which is also French.
That Paris is French, that is absolutely right. Good linking there from all the clues. Well done, just because we're running late. So that's fine. Next, we are going to be asking this question, really. I mean, because it's all over the papers today. It's all over the news, of course. It's the 20th anniversary of Diana's death. But are we too obsessed with the whole thing? You can get involved in that if you want to. 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
I won't be able to see any of the Twitters because who needs Wi-Fi?
Oh, yeah, it's broken. So are we obsessed with Diana? Too obsessed with the whole thing? Find out next on Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Genius scientists, game-changing treatments, fearless fundraisers.
I'm Ian Lee, and it's game on as we fire up our consoles for Stand Up to Cancer. Why not get involved? From sporting sims to puzzling platformers, test your electronic entertainment endurance in a marathon gaming challenge to help level up loads of cash for life-changing cancer research.
Play games, raise cash, take cancer out. 100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
I can't believe it. This is amazing. Thank you, universe.
Dave, it's just a shopping trolley.
It already had a pound in it.
That's what we call one of life's small victories. And here's another. Get a Vauxhall Astra SRI for just £215 a month, plus advance rental. Vauxhall, isn't life brilliant? Search Small Victories. Personal contract hire. Advance rental of £4,945. 35 monthly rentals of £215. Excess miles over contracted mileage of 24,000 over 36 months charged at 11 pence per mile. You will not own the car. T's and C's apply. Order by 2nd October 2017.
The Homebase end of season clearances are now. Hurry in for this Ketter 400 litre garden storage box. Was £98, now only £79.98. Homebase, always low prices.
Are you watching? Are you watching? Are you watching every game? Are you watching every game? Are you watching? Are you watching? Are you watching every game?
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media.
Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
There's queues on the M42 southbound following an accident just before Junction 1 at Bromsgrove. The tailbacks are back to Junction 2 at Oldchurch. In Essex, the southbound M11 is closed following an accident involving a car and a motorbike between Junction 7 at Harlow and 6 for the M25. Northbound, you'll find one lane is closed off, and in either case, that's adding up to an hour onto your journey time. And in Hampshire, the exit slip road on the M27 westbound at Junction 3 for Southampton Docks, partially blocked due to an accident. Queues are back to Junction 4. I'm Jamie Sirkham.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
He's back
on Talk Radio. Listen up, comrades of the world. Unite.
Our glorious leader, George Galloway, returns to the UK airwaves with the mother of all talk shows.
The switchboard is lighting up.
Controversial conversation and cutting-edge current affairs comment with the notorious B-I-G-G. Listen, this guy's a nightmare. He's not a great guy, folks.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway. Tomorrow night from 7 on Talk Radio.
I did not say that.
Get the hottest news, essential debate and entertaining opinion from the UK's biggest radio personalities all day, every day on Talk Radio. Every weekday afternoon from 4, it's Fast Lane Comment with Sam Delaney.
Your designated drive time pilot right up until it kicks off at 7.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio.
The legendary James Whale is back.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
100% whale, 0% blubber.
It's the undisputed king of late night radio. Ladies and gentlemen, please get ready to genuflect in the magnificent presence of Sir Ian of Lee.
It's weird. It's wonderful. It's unconventional. It's totally unmissable. It's late night Ian Lee.
Weeknights from 10.
24/7 conversation across the nation on the UK's most entertaining speech station, Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip.
I'll be talking about all the biggest stories. If you're talking about them, so are we. But we'll get behind the headlines, talk to the biggest guests and those politicians, just so you don't have to.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
On it.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon to you. I am John Holmes, and this is Talk Radio in the afternoons. Now, much to come on the programme today. Let me just give you a brief rundown in case you are just joining us. Of course, there's a diversity pay-per-view on the way in the next bit of the programme. That's where we review the papers each day. A different diversity does it today. Rudd's back, and he is a bisexual, so that ticks that box. We're going to be talking Theresa May and her announcement that she's going to stay on as UK Prime Minister until the end of time, which, given North Korea's agenda, could be as far away as next week. Plus, don't forget, as we say, Paul Rossmaster's on the way as well. Who's playing today? Is it the presenter and music guru Eddie Temple Morris?
Yeah, what a guess.
Yeah, excellent news. He's on
today. How did you know?
Don't know. Just guessed it. He's the only one who hasn't done it so far. So he's on playing game, having his knowledge well and truly tested about Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross. But ahead of all that, it is time for us, of course, to talk about today's big story. Of course, it is the Dianiversary, the 20th Dianiversary of the death of Diana, the People's Princess of the Welsh Peoples, Wales, and she was killed in Paris 20 years ago today. The nation, of course, cried floodwater levels of tears, and through those tears, they sellotaped flowers and teddy bears to the gates of Kensington Palace in their thousands. Many people doing it again today. And once again, just a short 7,300 days later, the papers that essentially chased her to her doom are not letting it go. Diana is like catnip to, just one example, the Daily Express, who, despite the catnip reference, are like a middle market tabloid with Diana's bones, refusing to let go tabloid dog, seemingly rotating their front pages with Diana, Maddie, scorching slash freezing weather warnings and whatever it is this week that boffins have decided will give us cancer. Are we still obsessed? Are we too obsessed as a nation with Princess Diana? That's the question. It's been 20 years, for heaven's sake. A TV documentary only the other night, I saw a bit of this, had a man on it saying that he cried more at Diana's death than when his own wife died of cancer. Get a grip. Presumably, she hadn't read the warnings in the Express. I don't know. Anyway, look, on the line now is Martin Gregory. He's an author. He's the author of The Diana Conspiracy, specifically. Hello, Martin.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Are we just too obsessed with this whole thing still?
Well, I don't think the nation is obsessed in the way that you describe some of the paper coverage, the Express, for example. They basically put Diana on the front page because it sells more newspapers.
Yeah.
As simple as that. It has been the case since she was alive, and post her death, it's even more true. So that's why they do it.
But if it sells papers, that suggests the public are buying the papers, aren't they? That suggests that they're obsessed with it.
Well, yes, you make a fair point. And the Daily Express itself has been declining in circulation, but others have been increasing.
Yeah. So what is it about her, though? I mean, that she remains as an iconic figure, I suppose, that she seems to be. What is it about her?
Well, I think it's possibly because everyone felt that they could be a part of the Di story. You know, the way she died was horrible, obviously. No one expects princesses anywhere in the world to die in Saturday night car crashes caused by drunks.
Princess Grace.
But that's what happened to her.
Monica.
And obviously there was a big national emotional reaction that you described there in your piece.
Mm.
So that's why it happened. I mean, personally, it didn't affect me in that way at all. But I obviously became fascinated by the story later when I was asked to make a programme for Channel 4, The Dispatches. And we made the programme, which we called The Accident.
Yeah,
because we wanted to make sure it was different from the other programs going out, so it was some sort of conspiracy.
So, but that again, those stories, and I'm glad you brought that up because that, as author of The Diana Conspiracy, rears its head again, doesn't it? You know, and it does from time to time, but certainly with an anniversary, you know, 20 years, and you know, still people are asking questions about what happened. I mean, are they right to do so, or should we just put the whole thing to bed now?
Well, in my view, we should put the whole thing to bed, but my view is not going to count much for the population in general, indeed the worldwide audience.
Yeah.
I think really that the inquest, which was in 2007-2008, killed the conspiracies. I mean, it was 6 months long, I know, because I went to virtually every day, and we had every single possible conspiracy theory put forward on behalf of Mohammed Fayed by three of England's top QCs, including Michael Mansfield.
Yep.
And the jury threw it out. They said there was no conspiracy.
Yeah.
And I think in that sense the conspiracy theories were killed by the inquest. But I'm sure, because there has been so much coverage of the so-called conspiracies, but they will carry on.
And on it goes, doesn't it? And what do you make of the people down at Kensington Palace today? Because we've been hearing a lot from them. And, you know, these are people with genuine feelings, and they're, you know, not to belittle them in any way at all. They are down there with, you know, cakes they've baked and champagne. We heard earlier that people are sort of serving to people who are coming along to pay their respects. People dressed up in suits made of flags, this kind of thing. Stapling.
I'm glad you do radio sometimes.
Yeah, stapling pictures of Diana to the railings and all this kind of stuff. You know, I mean, is it? I mean, yeah, sure they are. And the man I mentioned earlier, you know, documentary, he was saying he cried more when Diana died than when his own wife died of cancer. And you just think, don't you? Though, come on, really?
Yeah. Well, indeed you do. I personally have never been of that ilk, and I've never really spoken to people who are, but, you know, have to respect their feelings, that's what they feel, and Diana's probably the only member of the royal family ever who's been able to induce that sort of feeling.
But what was it about her? Was it because of, in her day, you know, she was I suppose she was a four. Put it this way: if she was still alive now, she'd be have a YouTube channel, wouldn't she? Called Diella or something. And she, you know, she was that level of celebrity, wasn't she? She sort of was that changed the royal family in a way, because before that they were seen as, I suppose, fairly aloof. And she was the, sort of the connection between the public and the seemingly aloof royal family.
Well, you put it well, and I think that was her role, and that was why she was so popular, and why she was so missed when it happened. I mean, it was a terrible shock when she died overnight in Paris, in a car, which we didn't know that at the time, but was driven by a drunk.
Yes, I mean, this is Henri Paul, of course, the chauffeur, wasn't it? Yeah,
that's right.
No.
The whole point was he wasn't a chauffeur. He was the head of security at Ritz Hotel, but he was not a chauffeur. He'd worked for the Fayed for 10 years, and in that time he'd never driven a Fayed anywhere, ever.
Right.
So he was not a chauffeur.
So the story, what we sort of conclude, I guess, is that not only, you know, it was that role that she played, and of course, you know, she connected with the public. She did the stuff, you know, with the landmines, and famously shook the hand of the person with AIDS, and all that.
Yes.
All that sort of stuff endeared her to the public. And then, you know, then the story of her death had all of the hallmarks of a John le Carré thriller in many ways, in all of the stuff you've touched
well,
on. So all of those combined have led us where we are today, where still we're seemingly obsessed with it all.
Well, I agree with you. I'm not surprised. I've had phone calls from all over the world asking me to do exactly this sort of interview, and I've said yes, and that's why I'm speaking to you.
Yeah. And this is the best one, isn't it, as well?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
And, excuse me. Yes, I mean, there still remains a fantastic interest in her. And I suspect the 25th anniversary will probably be even bigger than this, but that's 5 years off.
Well, let's look forward to that. I can't wait for another slice of Diana cake baked by someone in a flag suit. Martin, listen, thanks very much for joining us. That's Martin Gregory, author of The Diana Conspiracy, which concluded that there isn't one. And fair enough. But what there is an obsession with Diana. So we are asking the question, of course, we mentioned that cake. This was mentioned in the news earlier. Alex Dibble is for Talk Radio down at Kensington Palace. Enjoying a slice of Diana, and if someone presented you with a Princess Diana cake by way of a memorial to her, we're asking the question: what bit of her would you eat first? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with a body part.
A lot of those are unbroadcastable, by the way, so far. So try and send something in that we can say out loud. Anyway, at after 1:30, due to technical issues, Victoria's here with the news on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Britain's talks with the EU over Brexit negotiations don't appear to have progressed much. At a joint press conference with Brexit Secretary David Davis, Michel Barnier said that he didn't see any decisive progress on any of the principal subjects. Mr. Davis agreed there are significant differences to be breached with the EU on the issue of financial settlement. He seems keen to press his point.
The settlement should be in accordance with law and in the spirit of the UK's continuing partnership with the EU. And I'll repeat that phrase, in accordance with law and in the spirit of the UK's continuing partnership with the EU.
A man has been charged with a terror offence after three police officers near Buckingham Palace were injured in an incident with a four-foot sword. The 26-year-old from Luton is due before magistrates this afternoon. Theresa May is insisting she'll stay on as Tory leader and fight the next general election in 2022. The Prime Minister has been criticised over the comments, though, after this year's election result. The online gambling firm 888 has been ordered to pay a record £7.8 million penalty by the industry regulator. It's after it found significant flaws in protecting thousands of vulnerable customers. A fire has broken out in containers at a chemical plant in Texas. It was evacuated after flooding caused by Storm Harvey. And two big transfer deadline day moves have gone through this afternoon. Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain has completed his move from Arsenal to Liverpool, and Tottenham have signed Ivory Coast fullback Serge Aurier from Paris Saint-Germain. The weather's sunshine and showers today, some heavy and thundery, warmer in London and the southeast, highs of 21 degrees. There's more in 23 minutes.
Why do you say that harshly?
Yes.
Well, the reason I was slightly late
don't care.
Okay.
Did you say someone had sighed a player?
I corrected myself after that.
Okay, because doesn't that mean to, like, bring up as a child or something?
It's not sire.
Sired, that's it.
Doesn't it mean hadder? Like if you sire a child, surely you you birth it out. So someone may have well have birthed out a fully formed footballer.
Okay.
I mean, Wayne Rooney...
Well, that tends to be the youth academies. Yeah. And then players, they make the players.
Wayne Rooney, I know he's retired from international football, but he does look like a fat baby, doesn't he?
Yes, he does, John.
And he's sired quite a few children.
Has he?
Yeah, he's got multiple children.
I thought... Like,
I think he...
Prostitutes of that age.
No, John.
It's his wife.
His wife, obviously.
Oh, right, sorry.
Colleen.
Yeah.
Right. Thanks, Victoria. Mm-hmm. Victoria's here with bonus news in 2 hours from now.
Hopefully less than that. Otherwise, you're running really late.
Actually, Victoria, we didn't want to say it, but you were late.
Actually, I was early into this. Wow. I came in 3 minutes early, like I tend to do before every bulletin, in case someone needs to throw to me early, like you did yesterday.
You did yesterday, because of a technical issue.
Yeah,
today there was another technical issue.
But the your mouth.
No. Your mouth.
mouth's a technical issue.
That bulletin it was.
I'll be honest with you. What happened was we tried to get Martin Gregory. He was actually Martin Gregory on the phone there to talk about Diana, but somebody, and I'm mentioning no names, Harry, wrote down the telephone number a bit wrong, so we couldn't get hold of him. So that's why I was running a little bit late.
So Harry's the technical error.
Yes.
Go beat him up.
I don't want to beat him up.
Oh.
I want to eat my lunch, and you keep talking.
Oh, what's your lunch?
Pasta.
Oh, what type of pasta?
Well, it's a tomato sauce, sun-dried tomatoes, and chopped tomatoes, and onion, and chilli, and garlic, and a bit of basil.
How do they make pasta?
With macaroni.
No, yeah, but how do they make the macaroni?
Now's not the time for this chat.
No, I'm just wondering.
Just Google it.
How do you get on Google?
You just get on Google, as Simon Mayo and Mark Hemhead would say. Anyway, right, Victoria, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, Victoria, just a couple more things before you...
Yeah, she's gone. Anyway, she's here with bonus news at 3:30 today. Mineral news. If it's happening, animal, vegetable, mineral. Today, mineral. If it's happening in the world of mineral, you'll hear about it here first. On the way, diversity paper review. And in a while, we're going to be talking about Theresa May's Diana-style haircut that she appears to have had while she's done a press conference in Japan saying that she's going to stay on as Prime Minister until the end of time, which, judging by North Korea's nuclear programme, is about the end of next week. All on the way on Talk Radio this afternoon.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Collaboration kills cancer. Who's in?
I'm Julia Hartley Brewer, and I'm turning up the heat on cancer with a big and ballsy bake.
For Stand Up to Cancer, we're about to get ballsy with our bakes. We're going to play a little game of cupcake roulette.
Okay, we've only got a few left. Let's mix and mingle them.
I can't even finish that. That is the rankest thing I have ever literally.
It tastes like a cake's fallen into fish and chips.
See the full video of my ballsy bakes right now on Talk Radio's Facebook page or on Twitter at Talk Radio.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Get inspired. Sign up now at standuptocancer.org.uk.
With Ford's new for old scrappage scheme, save between £3,650 and £7,000 on the recommended list price when you trade in your old vehicle for a new Ford commercial vehicle. It's a great chance to upgrade to the Ford Sync system with voice control and emergency assistance, plus sensors that make parking effortless. Ford, together we go further.
Retail customers only who trade in a vehicle registered before 31st of December 2009. Scrappage savings between £3,650 and £7,000 dependent on model up to the recommended retail price excluding VAT. Selected models excluded. Contract from 21st of August to 31st of December and registered from 1st of September to the 31st of December 2017. At participating Ford dealers only, T's and C's apply. Visit ford.co.uk/scrappage for more information.
Direct Line guaranteed to be any public liability insurance quote for the same cover. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line public liability insurance. New customers only. Qualifying criteria apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Mom, what else can we do in the holidays?
Well, tomorrow, Dad's launching us across the galaxy with Rogue One, a Star Wars story. Then we could go on an island adventure with Disney's Moana. And next weekend, we can discover fantastic beasts and where to find them. Epic!
Begin your adventure today by grabbing a Now TV Sky Cinema Pass and stream over 1,000 movies without a contract. To start your 14-day free trial, search Now TV. 18 plus new customers only. Order and use at £9.99 unless cancelled.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Three lanes are closed off on the eastbound M56 in Greater Manchester following an accident involving a lorry and a car at Junction 4 for Withenshaw. You are able to get past in the inside lane, but the queue is about to 5 at Manchester Airport. There's currently 2-hour delays on the southbound M11, which is closed between Junction 7 at Harlow and 6 to the M25. It's causing big problems to traffic heading away from Stansted Airport. Delays of at least an hour northbound with one lane closed off. An accident on the M27 westbound exit at Junction 3 for Southampton Docks causing delays. I'm Jamie Sirkin.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Hey, my friends, why don't you phone Martin Roberts?
Will my house go down in value? Will it go up in value?
Take advice, he'll be there when you need a home, Martin Roberts.
Don't panic.
Martin Roberts.
Absolutely extraordinary.
Right to buy, you'll buy the let. Minimise your mortgage debt. You won't believe the tips you'll get. Well. Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, this Saturday morning from 11
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
This is completely bizarre.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So good afternoon, if you're just joining us. I am John Holmes. The news, a lot of news today. It's 20 years since the Princess the Diana of the Wales died. Of course, that's in the news, isn't it? Also, Theresa May is going to stay on as Prime Minister forever, as we said. There's a lot going on. Cornelius...
Hi, John. Thanks for having me.
It's very complicated, isn't it?
I can't get my head around it.
It's fine. We're here to help.
Thanks very much. I'll see you in about an hour.
Right. We're here to help because, we like to bring you the news through the medium of Japanese poetry. It's how we help. 575, they are the number of syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Trump says talking is not the answer. He just tends to go for the grab.
The news in haikus. So, Headline Hijack is on the way. Those of you who are thinking, what happened to that? Well, don't you worry. There is still a made-up news story in the bulletin at 2. You are still invited to supply it using this number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
That's on the way. But before that, let us meet today's diversity paper reviewer. Each and every day, our newspapers are reviewed, but by a different diversity. Makes us what? Makes us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Today we welcome back Rudd. Hello, Rudd.
Hello.
Remind us, if you would, of your diversity.
I'm bisexual.
Yes, you are. Now, if you were presented with a cake of Princess Diana...
Okay, I was wondering where that was going.
This is what we're asking today. Which bit of it would you eat first?
It's in the shape of her.
So I think so.
It's an illusion.
Alex Dibble. Yeah, it looks like her. It's upright.
I saw Dibble's. Yeah.
Alex Dibble, it's already his erstwhile reporter. He's down at Kensington Palace, right? Where someone has baked a Diana cake. Yeah. And so we're asking, and it is an illusion cake. It's upright, and it looks exactly like, at the first glance, you'd think she'd come back. But in fact, it's made of sponge. What part of her would you eat first in cake form? That's what we're asking today.
Well, I think... I'm trying to think of the most respectful part. I guess the hand is the most respectful part, I guess.
Oh. A lot of people have gone for hairdo, because that was iconic.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people have been saying things that are unbroadcastable.
I would imagine so.
Okay. Anyway, you've been looking at the papers. Now, the front of them all, of course, is the anniversary of Diana's death. 20 years ago. I say give it up. We're stop being obsessed with it. We've been talking about that. Mm-hmm. Let it go now.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Says the man who said that over and over again for the last 47 minutes.
Yes, but I am just reflecting the mood of the nation and questioning it.
Well, maybe you should lead by example and we should talk about something else.
All right, what else is in the papers, Rob?
Did you see yesterday it was in the news...
Oh, I saw the Diana... It was the day before Diana...
Just very quickly on Diana, I feel like the context is totally lost on me as a 22-year-old. Do you...
Yeah, no, I don't remember.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like our age, it just doesn't...
No, this is an interesting point you make, actually, a very valid point, because I was talking to someone else today who has a kid of about 12 or 13, they were saying, and they said, who's Princess Diana? And because she's not got a YouTube channel, they don't know who she is.
Yeah. She's not on Snapchat, so she doesn't matter.
No. And that's true, though, isn't it? What a weird... scenario now that it's a short time, it's 20 years, but she's kind of forgotten by the next generation who don't know who she is.
Yeah.
And it's either because your generation are thick or because you don't care.
I didn't
live
here for 10 years, so I don't have that much context. Yeah, but it was
global news, Rod.
I was two, dude. All right, also in the papers, did you see that the Tories tried to make, not the official, they tried to make their own kind of version of Momentum?
So activate.
Yeah. So for context, the Labour Party have got it's not officially linked to the Labour Party. It's a group called Momentum that backed Jeremy Corbyn, and they're kind of a very left wing. They kind of they're grassroots members trying to kind of get involved in the party. Tories have tried to do the same thing and tried to get young people involved.
Yeah.
And the WhatsApp messages from the group of this Activate group have been leaked.
Yes.
And there's not a whole lot of pleasant content in there. there's talk of gassing chavs.
I saw this in the papers, yes.
Yeah. It was... I don't know what we expected.
For clarification, are you suggesting that's too good for them?
No, John. Jesus. No.
What side of this are you coming down on, Rod? We need to be clear.
I'm saying that talking about gassing chavs is obviously awful.
Good. That's what I was hoping you were going
just
to say.
Just to clarify.
And badgers?
It depends what the... If they're, like, bad badgers, I guess it's fine.
Well, I mean, chavs do carry TB as well, don't they?
So, they did. Like one badgers. Of the messages... One
and
of
they infect cattle, so...
One of the messages was going to run some medical experiments on them. We could use them as substitutes for animals when testing.
Ouch.
Vermin often populate at high rates.
Sorry, Rod, you've changed from reading out of a newspaper to reading off of your phone as if you're a member of this WhatsApp group.
No, that's because they were leaked by thingy. I got them on Twitter.
Okay, it just looks like from my angle that you're going, look what they said, and just showing up your phone. Look.
It is shocking. I mean, this is one of those stories when this happens quite a lot, but normally the you know, I guess in another context. And,
does
and
it? Gets, I haven't. No, no,
I mean, no. Leaked things like that. Leaked private conversations is a new thing. You know.
Yeah.
But then the argument arises, okay, it's a private conversation. They've said, okay, it's wrong. But, you know, if someone leaks our WhatsApp group chat, I don't think any of us
would. Well, actually,
no one would come out of that well.
There's information on the WhatsApp group this morning that people in this room wouldn't want leaked onto that
misinformation.
Radio.
Fake news.
Let's be honest, we have a fake app group.
we have a WhatsApp group, but Rudd's also...
Rudd's on that. Rudd's part of that as well.
Whatever. I'm secure, dude.
What happened? What did you message Rudd on that WhatsApp group to the group?
I didn't message anything.
No, but what
there
you did
was
do...
a top prankster, top gooster, gaffster.
Because you left your WhatsApp open on your computer.
Yeah, which I... The thing is, you'd think at some point I'd learn not to do that.
Yeah.
I have done it so many times, I just never learn.
But did you notice, by the way, that previously when you've done it, and you never mentioned this to me,
yeah,
or anyone else, but I changed your WhatsApp name, your Twitter handle thing.
Oh, is that you? Okay. I always just assume it's Cornelius.
Yeah.
What did you change it to? Something rude?
Something to do with him being the snowflake from Frozen or something.
Yeah, I do remember that. So, funnily enough, back to the story.
Yes, go
so
on.
This was broken by the blog Guido Fawkes.
Yeah.
One of the messages when some of the kind of grown-ups put in the chat, guys, you need to stop this. This is a official kind of campaign. They ended the message with, before writing on here, think about how it would look in your year's time if we do make something successful, but then dodgy chatter from in here comes up on Guido. So,
and there it was.
And there it was.
The thing is, it begs the question, doesn't it? If a WhatsApp group, is it private? Is it not? Yes, I mean, that's a news story. It is in the public interest, I suppose, to have that leaked.
The thing is with that, there's probably journalists in there posing as...
I assume that is how it was leaked. And the thing is, like, you're just so, like, don't, when you're involved in, just don't, when you're involved in politics, don't just say stuff that you don't want the, you know, world to know about. Someone will find out.
I wouldn't put it past a journalist to have just written all that themselves. to create a news story.
You write that and then I'll report it to journalists at a desk.
Do you know what? That's perfectly plausible, don't you
think? Never know these days.
I'm just saying. Anyway. All right, what else is in the papers, Ron?
What are they called? You know, the disposable cameras. They're making a comeback, apparently.
They're called disposable cameras?
Yeah.
Oh.
They're making a comeback. Fujifilm say that they're going to sell 7.5 million of them.
Now, the last time, I've only used those at people's weddings, you know, when they sort of throw them on the table and just everyone take photos.
I've never seen that. I've never been to a wedding of like my own volition. I've only ever been as a son of parents.
Right. You are young, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah. Well, the people do that sometimes. They not so much now in the age of the phone, I suppose.
Yeah.
People certainly did used to put disposable cameras on each of the tables, and you were encouraged to use them, and then at the end, all they would get is pictures of guests' genitals while drunk for their photo wedding album, which is beautiful, which we're all intending to do at work. Chloe's forthcoming.
You've got a wedding in 2 weeks.
You've got a wedding coming
time.
Up, Chloe, haven't you? Chloe's getting married in 2 weeks. Hi, Chloe.
Hello.
Hi there. So are you doing anything like disposable cameras on the tables in the...
No, we've got a really expensive photographer.
Have you?
Yeah. Oh.
But will he be able to take pictures of people's genitals?
Her, actually.
Will she be happy to take pictures of people's...
Diversity wedding.
Genitals.
Diversity wedding,
When drunk.
A woman photographer.
Yeah.
What?
Imagine, 2017.
Yeah.
No, just bring your iPhones for that.
Okay, fine.
Keep it to yourself.
Thank you. There we go, Chloe. Let's just send those sort of pictures to Chloe on her wedding night.
Well, was it Moonpig? Can't you print your own card?
There we go. We'll all send a wedding card with pictures of our junk on. Oh, that's nice. That's lovely, that is. Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, anyway, back to the story.
Yep.
It's just, I guess it's kind of part of this whole kind of hipster people thing. Buying vinyl and wearing,
But why disposable cameras? Why not go back to just sort of the old fashioned?
Well, they kind of have been a thing.
The one where you have to go underneath the cloth.
It's on slates. While a Victorian gentleman holds a flash gun up in the air, made of phosphorus.
In front of a man with his junk out.
and then you get...
Hold it still. This takes a while to warm up.
What was he talking about? Which one was he talking about? And then eventually you'll get the designer, the like Gucci kind of flash holders, camera flash.
Yeah,
not...
Anyway, they're making a comeback.
Yes.
Well done,
good.
Cameras.
Good. Anything else?
There was a woman who's been on 77 first dates this year. She's trying to find Mr. Perfect before she turns 30.
Oh, surely you've got to go through Mr. Right before you get to Mr. Perfect or something like that.
Well.
I mean, you know.
Or just accept that you're not a princess and nor a prince and settle for someone. That's what we all do.
And on that depressing note.
Yeah, wow.
Wow, there's Rudd who. How's dating going, Rudd?
It's going well, actually. I haven't actually. Yeah, no, it's. Yeah.
Is it?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Which side of earlier, she'll do.
Which side of
no,
the,
I did not he say that.
He didn't,
which
I'm
side
joking.
Of the coin are you currently.
The female side.
Okay, just worth keeping up with that. Anyway, Rudd, thank you very much. That was Rudd going through the papers. Reminders of your diversity.
Bisexual.
Thank you very much indeed. Now, in the next bit of the programme, well, we'll be talking about Theresa May's ambitions. Rudd, you've seen this as well, of course, staying on as Prime Minister, isn't she, till the end
of... Yeah, she'll be fine.
In the end of time. So we're going to be talking about that. We've got much on today from our foreign correspondent. Foreign stories abound, so we'll be talking about that with Talk Radio's foreign correspondent. But there is a headline hijack. There is that small matter... You are supposed to be making up a news story, and you want to hear it, do you not, in the main bulletin, which is very much on the way here on Talk Radio in the afternoons. I have a couple of examples, I think, before we get to the winner today. Cornelius, who sent what in?
This one is from Malcolm, who says, there has been speculation in the papers today as to the cause of Sir Bruce Forsyth's death. With some suggesting that the entertainer passed away after punching himself in the face when doing his signature The Thinking Stance.
Oh, yeah.
You know that one.
Yeah.
The star misjudged how close his fist was to his face, knocking himself out.
Well, when he patented that, to be fair, that was in the 1970s, wasn't it? Before health and safety rules were what they are today, so... That's entire. Anyway, who
should have worn boxing gloves?
Who's got the headline hijacked?
Oh, the winner today.
If that's what we're calling it.
Arlene.
Yeah. Arlene, where's she from?
Arlene is from Bolton.
Arlene.
What's that?
Was it Foster? Arlene Foster? Did she send in that Bruce one?
No. She's won. Malcolm sent in the Bruce one.
So, she's from where?
Bolton.
Arlene in Bolton. You have your made-up news story. It will be said by Victoria as fact to the nation in the news, which is coming next. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Sit down, Kane. Sit down, Vardy. Sit down, Lukaku. The Sun are banging in 5 goals every week. With all you need to know about every game from the Premier League to League Two, every Monday, Wednesday, Saturday and Sunday. Plus an EFL special every Friday. Pick up The Sun tomorrow for your free goals pullout. The Sun, we live it.
The end of summer. Nights drawing in. Everything's becoming dull.
But at Fiat, we laugh in the face of dull because colour lives on in the Fiat Festival of Paint. Buy a brand new Fiat 500 and we'll throw in a free paint upgrade worth up to £750. So you can stay colourful in Paso Doble Red, Smooth Mint, Epic Blue. Free paint offer available on new Fiat 500s ordered between 28th August and 10th September and registered by 30th September 2017. Available from stock only, subject to availability for T's and C's. Fiat.co.uk.
Don't ignore the... It's the law to have a work... Don't ignore the workplace pension. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
When you're on the city and the footy's on TV, that's amore. When you've got all the matches without any catches, that's amore. When you're on the city and the footy's on TV, that's amore.
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Emmanuel received over £2,400 on her Barclay card.
I'd already attempted to claim back PPI, but with no success, so I wasn't hopeful when I first contacted Stanton Fisher, but I was pleasantly surprised.
With the claim deadline set for August 2019, text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
At precisely and exactly 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Thursday. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, no deal on Brexit. Man faces palace terror charge and tributes to Diana.
Talk Radio.
There's been a tense difference of opinions on show in Brussels after the latest round of Brexit talks. The EU's chief negotiator, Michel Barnier, insists there's been no decisive progress made on key issues. The UK's Brexit secretary says concrete headway has been made, but there is still some way to go. David Davis also hit out at the rigid approach being taken by EU negotiators.
Discussions this week have exposed yet again that the UK's approach is substantially more flexible and pragmatic than that of the EU, as it avoids unnecessary disruption for businesses and consumers. We propose pragmatic solutions to prevent this disruption, and we urge the EU to be more imaginative and flexible.
A 26-year-old has been charged with a terror offence after a car was driven at police officers outside Buckingham Palace on Friday by a man armed with a 4-foot sword. Mahi Sanath Chowdhury from Luton is due in court this afternoon. Theresa May has dismissed criticism of her promise to fight the next general election in 2022. The Prime Minister insists the public wants the government to get on with the job of dealing with the challenges facing the country. Online gambling firm 888 has been hit with a record penalty after failing to protect vulnerable customers. A technical failure allowed thousands of people who'd opted out of the gambling platform to still place bets. And flowers and pictures are being left at Kensington Palace to remember Princess Diana 20 years after her death. Royal superfan Terry Hutt, who's sporting a Union Jack suit, has told Talk Radio she holds a special place in his heart.
Diana was special. I watched her come into the limelight. She was shy. I saw Charles' face light up and I thought, that is the queen to be.
Well, I mean, it wasn't, though, was it? So,
no.
I mean, his face technically lit up when he saw Camilla.
Yes.
So...
Terry thinks otherwise, John.
Well, he's entitled to do so. I've seen pictures of Terry in his Union Jack.
Yes, it's very fetching.
Suit, and he looks quite the dapper gentleman, I think it's fair to say.
He's definitely eye-catching, isn't he?
Eye-catching he is, yes. And he's down there, along with many other people, as you say, baking cakes, illusion cakes from Bake Off in the shape of Diana, the exact proportions of Diana, people baking cakes.
I think you're getting carried away.
No, I've seen it.
I don't think you have.
Absolutely, yeah.
I think you're lying to someone.
Somebody has recreated a landmine. It's round. It's a cake because she obviously famously walked through landmines, didn't she? So it's good.
That's
good.
Just a lie.
I'm very pleased with Terry there. What are we doing?
The weather.
That's right.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Here we go.
So a mix of sunshine and showers today. Some will be heavy and thundery, but warmer in London and the South East. Highs of 21 degrees.
There's more in half an hour. There's also more at 3:30 today when Victoria brings us today's edition of Bonus News. We bring you that on a daily basis. It's animal news, vegetable news and mineral news. Today it is
mineral news.
If it's happening in the world of minerals... here's where you're going to hear about it first. It covers everything off, to be fair. Thank you, Victoria. Now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Hundreds of trade brands in stock. Selco's got it. Selco is where
the trade goes. I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. On deadline day, Manchester City are understood to have made a second bid for Arsenal forward Alexis Sanchez, worth up to £60 million. They had a £50 million offer rejected by the Gunners earlier in the week. Arsene Wenger has said the Chilean is not for sale. His contract's up next summer. Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain is understood to have taken a pay cut to complete his move from Arsenal to Liverpool for a reported £35 million. The England midfielder has signed a long-term contract, thought to be a five-year deal. Tottenham have now completed the signing of Ivory Coast fullback Serge Aurier from PSG. The deal's thought to be worth around £23 million and he's agreed a five-year contract. Spurs are also believed to have agreed a deal with Swansea to sign striker Fernando Llorente. And Tottenham fullback Kieran Trippier has pulled out of the England squad with an unspecified injury ahead of tomorrow's World Cup qualifier away to Malta. He hasn't trained all week. Boss Gareth Southgate won't be calling up a replacement for now. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, there have been calls to ban opera after it's been revealed that audiences don't actually enjoy watching it, but more tolerate it as a statement of wealth. An anonymous questionnaire of opera audiences found the shows to be boring and too loud.
Which is, of course, absolutely true. Thank you very much, Victoria, there with the news, Ben, with the pre-recorded sports. Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes. Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Talk Radio.
So as you were hearing about in the sport there with pre-recorded Ben... rumour abounds. It is transfer deadline day. Now, to explain exactly what that means in football parlance, because I have absolutely no idea and I care even less, here's Cornelius.
Hello. Well, transfer deadline day. During the footballing season, during the whole year, actually, there's two transfer windows in which players can sign and swap and sell players for other players, which clubs can do.
Is it like swapping when you were at school and you had those figurine Panini sticker books?
So
and you
used absolutely.
The swapsies.
So imagine those windows being the break time and the lunch time. Obviously, it would be inappropriate to swap cards during class.
Yeah.
So this is essentially what deadline windows are. And today is...
and then everyone goes to the playground.
Yes, everyone goes to the playground, swaps, try and get the best they can.
Yeah.
But then... The deadline, the transfer deadline, is very much the bell being rung for time to go back into the classroom and play football.
I said, go back into the classroom and play football?
Yes.
Right,
because
fine.
Because the clubs are returning, the grounds are their classrooms.
So, I was hoping you'd make it clear.
Their lessons.
More confusing now. Anyway, so the deadline day elsewhere, not just in football, but also elsewhere. We've got some details and rumours for you now of transfers that are happening in the world of radio, I think, Cornelius. What? And the window closes tonight, I understand.
Mm, yeah, lots of movement rumoured around
Virgin Radio. Yeah, I'd heard those rumours as well,
Our sources at LBC are not ruling out a return for the controversial player Katie Hopkins.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because our sources at Talk Radio are ruling out a return for Hardeep Singh Kohli. So a lot of rumours going around.
I bet people at home have heard some rumours.
Do you think they might have done?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what we're going to do on the text then as well, shall we?
Yeah.
If you've heard a rumour... a transfer rumour. Let us know what it is, I suppose. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Keep them coming in. Thank you very much indeed. Now we must talk about Theresa May, of course. Theresa May with her seemingly new hairdo as well. Let's talk about her. Yes, our supreme leader and commanding caller-in-chief of elections that no one wants or needs, Theresa May, is in Japan, choosing a time of imminent nuclear war and global Armageddon to announce that she still wants to be prime minister in the future, even though by then the world could be a smouldering, hopeless ruin with no hope for any kind of future at all, much like the Liberal Democrats. But that's what she has said. She's in it for the long haul, carrying us all through Brexit on her own shoulders with strong and stable government, a strong and stable approach, the same strong and stable approach she brought to making a success of that snap election we've just mentioned. Critics, and there are some, not least those in her own party, are sceptical about her ambitions. Labour have said she's deluding herself. The Shadow Cabinet Office Minister John Trickett says she leads a zombie government. Something she may well do for real after the apocalypse and the radioactive fallout from Kim Jong-un's missiles causes the dead to rise. Anyway, let's talk about it. On the line now, friend of the show, it's Kate Proctor, political correspondent of the Evening Standard. Hi, Kate, how are you?
Hiya, yeah, I'm good.
It's always good to have you on. Always a pleasure, Kate.
Thank you. So,
Theresa May, then, she's in Japan. She's chosen that moment, presumably deliberately. I don't think it was an accident, was it, to announce that she is in it for the long haul?
Well, I actually think it was a bit of an accident. I don't think she actually intended to say yes so affirmatively as she did about whether she'd stand in 2022. I think she probably got all her lines ready about I'm not a quitter. I think that's what she intended to say. Yeah. I think all of this was on an aeroplane in the sky. But I actually think she went a bit too far. And I think you've seen in the press conference that she did later on in Japan, she didn't quite use the same language and say that, you know, she wanted to be prime minister again and run for another election in 2022.
That's a sort of, I think some of Donald Trump, if you'll pardon the expression, is rubbed off on her there, because he says one thing, doesn't he, and then says it again in a press conference, but sort of changes the angle slightly or misses some words out.
Yeah. I think you've definitely seen a little bit of rowing back on how it was reported this morning. I'm sure that wasn't the headline that they were all intending to have.
And do you think the criticism she's faced is fair? Because there's a fair proportion of sort of backbench MPs sort of poo-pooing the idea, and of course, big names, Heseltine, Nicky Morgan, and so on, all coming out to criticise her. Are they right to do so? Is she still the dead man walking that George Osborne predicted?
I think that it is right. I think we're kind of in an unprecedented situation where a prime minister actually lost the majority that she enjoyed before. It was a slim majority, and now she doesn't have one at all. And the fact that she's still in power is a really unusual set of circumstances. So I think to then almost start goading the party and saying, well, I'm going to be here for even longer, is a bit of a dangerous game to play. And I think MPs are right today to be critical about this one. It doesn't really sit well. I almost think she, you know, she's sort of weathered the storm through the summer. She's been very quiet, and she was on holiday for half of it, but things have been quiet, and Brexit's rumbling on, and I think she's now stuck her head above the parapet again, and, you know, it's gone down like a lead balloon, and I think, you know, rightly so.
She should have predicted it, though, shouldn't she, that saying that, because this was, you know, the whole thing before when she fired those advisers, and it's about advice, yeah, and it's about stuff that goes on behind the scenes, and they're all often very careful about what they say and how they say it. But again, it's the same problem, is it not? You know, someone's not exactly advised her to say it. Of course, as you said, she's probably just sort of said it off the top
of
her head.
I don't think she was advised to say that at all. But yeah, in the moment, it does appear to be a mildly kind of arrogant answer, because I really think, you know, she's in a actually quite an interesting position. She could be the woman that, you know, leads Britain out of the EU. And if she makes a success of it, as other MPs have said, she could have, you know, her name in history in a positive way. But by saying these things that make her sound as if, you know, the election is a distant memory and it's not important, that's when she riles people.
Yeah.
So, yeah, a little bit. I felt like not only that, but there was some kind of language that was used again, which sort of made me think, oh no, this return of the Maybot slightly. She's kind of gone back into using those stock phrases, and then has an image of herself, which maybe quite isn't how the rest of the party are seeing it right now.
And of course, a conference not far away. You know, the reception there, she has to pull the party back together.
Yeah.
Post-election, post-summer, all those kind of things. And you're absolutely right, this isn't necessarily the right way to do it. Do you think that the Michael Heseltine, Nicky Morgan and so forth being so vocal about it is reflecting, I don't know, what percentage of the party do you think?
Interesting. I think probably the thing about Conservative members is they can, you know, you have the loud ones, but I think the vast majority are quite quiet in their viewpoints and wouldn't want to rock the boat too much. I mean, I don't think it's going to be a difficult conference. I think Brexit is what people care about most. And I think on that, she can sort of, you know, give quite a strong kind of impression of leadership. So I think, you know, I think her future is going to dominate party conference. But I think that she'll get up and do well. And I think she'll just want to talk about loads of domestic issues. Yeah. And I think if she can do that, she might get through conference kind of unscathed. And I have to say, 12 months ago, I think she gave an absolutely fantastic conference speech, which was all about her hopes for the future and also lots of domestic policy ideas that she had as well, and being, you know, a strong leader. And, you know, you jump forward 12 years, and I think she's... forward 12 months.
Although she'd like another 12 years, Kate, that's fair enough.
Yeah, she absolutely would. I think she's going to have to go for an entirely different tactic this time round.
Yeah, and moving on to slightly with the Japan story, because, you know, she's been doing press conferences in Japan, she's in Japan for sort of trade talks, and the North Korea missile has literally cast a shadow over Japan as it flew overhead. And she's been talking tough over North Korea with Japan?
Yeah, definitely. So Britain's going to send personnel out to Japan next year to have the first joint military exercise. That's the first time any sort of foreign army has gone across Japan to do that. And I think we're just trying to show solidarity, really, you know, that Japan is so close to North Korea. Obviously, we've seen that missile go over Hokkaido earlier in the week. And I think, you know, we're trying our best to sort of show solidarity to countries that are, you know, sort of directly in the firing line in the region. And, you know, it's difficult with North Korea. I mean, you can condemn things in really, really frank ways. It's quite hard to push the language beyond that. I mean, it's awful what's happening there. Yeah. And I think Theresa May has condemned it. And you know, you can only sort of go so far. It is absolutely outrageous, and I think that was, you know, exactly the right thing that she said today. I can't think what other language she can use to condemn it. It's quite implicit how Britain feels about North Korea.
Yeah. Finally, we should touch on today's Brexit news, of course, with the sort of slightly conflicting views of the discussions that are going on. David Davis has seemed to say one thing, the rest of Europe seeming to say quite another about the agreement.
Yeah. I mean, apparently it was really, really awkward for those journalists that were in the room. They were picking up on body language between David Davis and Barnier, saying that things, you know, felt pretty frosty. And both of them have been so polite and jovial with each other for all the other press conferences. So there was a real change today. I mean, David Davis rattled off quite a few wins. So the healthcare for pensioners is going to be protected, whether you live in the EU or Britain. And then after that, the success really ran out, and they are at deadlock about this divorce bill. They can't decide how they're going to go forwards with that. And you know, I think David Davis might be coming back to the UK. He's saying, you know, I'm doing the right thing, I'm holding my ground, but I don't know how voters are going to feel about that.
All right. It's quite interesting as well, isn't it, how the political stories are picking up as we come to the end of the summer now.
Thank goodness.
I mean, you've had weeks off, Kate, just lounging around.
So there's been some long days in August, that's for sure.
Look, thank you so much for talking to us. It's always a joy, Kate, to talk
to
you.
No worries. Political thank you for having me.
Correspondent at the Evening Standard, Kate Proctor, their friend of the show. Right, OK, you can get in touch with us, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Any word you like. Still to come, today's edition of Paul Rossmaster. Now, if you are a fan of Paul Ross, no, there are some. Yeah. And if you are one, then you'll love the quiz.
They have all the merch.
Yes.
They've baked a cake of Paul Ross.
Paul Ross.
They wear suits that have
made
Paul
of,
Ross flags.
Made of denim.
denim flags.
Yeah. But no, that's absolutely fine. It's what people dress as Paul Ross.
Yeah.
It's a Paul Ross cosplay.
Rosplay.
That's right. So anyway, if you're one of those people,
write that down for the quiz.
Write that down. Rosplay. Do send us a picture of yourself dressed as Paul Ross as well, if you'd like to, or something in tribute to him. 87222.
Start your message with the word.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
All that and stuff on the way. Of course, the program continues all the way through till 4 o'clock. What more would Diana have wanted? It's Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Luckily, we're more equipped than ever to defy it. It's time to rise up against cancer.
Calling all rebels! Talk Radio have teamed up with Stand Up to Cancer, and together we're raising funds and raising the roof in a series of fearless challenges.
From a close shave with hair-raising results
to making serious dough from a ballsy bake-off.
Get inspired, join the rebellion, and help bring in stacks of cash for game-changing cancer treatments.
100% of the money raised go straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
Hey Minions, I've got great news. Oh, hang on, you haven't heard what it is yet.
Scusa.
Say no to slow with super fast Sky Fibre at our lowest price. It's just £20 a month for 18 months.
Whoa. Ooh, la, la.
We'll never slow you down, so even at peak times, the whole gang can go bananas.
Banana.
All for the tiny price of £20 a month for 18 months, including line rental, plus a one-off £19.95 setup fee when you join or recontract Sky TV.
Yeah.
Search Sky Fibre. Sky, believe in better. Available in Sky Fibre areas. New 18-month contract, Sky Fibre 25 gig monthly usage cap. Check speeds at sky.com. Further T's and C's apply.
Don't ignore the It's the law to have a work... Don't ignore the workplace pension. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
So you're thinking about getting rid of your grey with Just For Men. And you're wondering, how long will it take? Well, in football terms, faster than half-time. So in those 15 minutes, you could use Just For Men. Hit the loo. Grab a pint. Refill the crisps. Order a curry. And still catch the highlights. So there you have it. In about 5 minutes, you're back to your natural hair colour. Just For Men. Officially faster than half-time. Find it in the men's aisle.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
We had claimed back PPI in the past,
but it turns out there were some lenders we hadn't checked. The service Stanton Fisher provided was absolutely brilliant. We received over £2,500.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019, so text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
In Hampshire, there is delays on the westbound M27 following an accident earlier on at Junction 3 for Romsey, although all lanes are now back open. The southbound M11 is still closed in Essex following an accident. That's at Junction 7, between Junction 7 and 6, in fact, the junction for the M25. And the southbound M6 in the West Midlands, there are two lanes closed and long queues due to an accident just after Junction 10. Those queues going back to Junction 10A. I'm David Moore.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio, and I am John Holmes. And you can't be, you can't avoid it, really. The news that North Korea having fired that missile over Japan, of course, there's been much saber rattling. Sanctions have not yet been threatened by the UN on this occasion, but of course, there has been a meeting of the major countries in that pact to talk about the problem. And it's not just affected the military might of the world, of course. It's also affected the share prices. In Hong Kong, shares have fallen after those missile launches. The stocks, along with those on major global markets, fell after North Korea fired that missile, all escalating the geopolitical tensions, of course. The benchmark Hang Seng Index slid 0.4%. But Hong Kong-listed Chinese real estate shares have bucked the trend. The property giant China Evergrande Group, a 12% jump after it pledged to slash debt by 2020. Well, on the line to talk about this, of course, is our Hong Kong correspondent, Talk Radio's Hong Kong correspondent. Good afternoon.
Morning. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thanks for joining us to talk about this. So, financial story, I mean, it's a side effect, of course, of the military one. Talk us through what's been happening in Hong Kong.
基本上就過完北韓的試射導彈就影響了亞洲的市場股票市場很多因為投資者對亞洲的市場的信心其實是低了很多的。Sorry, no,
I don't mean to interrupt, but let me pick you up on that final point. Can you just clarify that for us? Because you make an important point there.
基本上就因為對投資者的信心低了
The country, you know, because China is directly affected by this, of course, and China has been urging peace talks with Trump rather than the saber rattling coming from that side as well. Of course, China and both Russia have said that the tensions have escalated since America got involved doing military exercises in the area, really. What would China's view of the American intervention be?
其實中國的立場就是長遠來說怎麼都會站北韓那邊但是在這段時間應該都會是支持國際合作來叫北韓不要繼續這樣試射導彈因為其實是影響
Okay, but some people listening to this would disagree. I mean, you're saying that, but some people listening would be going, "No, I don't think that's necessarily true." But you're best placed to tell us. You've got this share fall. The global markets are unstable anyway. And what do we know of North Korea's impact in the past on the global markets when this kind of thing happens?
好像我剛才繼續這樣說其實它每年都會是試射導彈 即系过咗一排咧，佢就会去翻翻去一个平常嘅环境。即系其实北韩对世界嘅影响唔系特别地大嘅，同南韩都有同美军去训练佢啲军队啦。咁系会引致到北韩每年咧都会去。回答翻就係試射導彈啦。
Which is a good point. And what would China do if North Korea were, say, to fire a missile over China?
咁其實係一個好大嘅問題嘅。如果佢係試射導彈過中國嘅地咧，其實中國就應該會去射低佢啲導彈啦。咁但係喺歷史上，中國係冇。有依個情形發生，北韓四射導彈係向中國嘅方向去射嘅。
And that's the message. I mean, that's the message from the Chinese president, isn't it? Which we've been hearing this morning. He said, and I've got the rough translation here: "Don't push too far." This is to North Korea. Don't push too far. Your dreams are China in your hand. I think he said. And what does he mean by that?
咁其實佢都係話，如果你北韓太過分嘅話咧，其實係會可能會搞到一個。即系一个更坏嘅情形啦，因为佢其实如果唔系过分嘅话咧，每年都系咁嘅，每年都系。
Well, it was a theme she had, wasn't it? On a scheme he had told in a foreign land to take life on Earth, the second birth. And the man in command. I mean, let's talk about him for a moment. Donald Trump would say he's in command, of course. What's the China the feeling in Hong Kong and Hong Kong China about Donald Trump currently?
基本上就系、是。其实佢嘅反应同其他总统嘅反应咧，都唔系特别地大唔同，只系佢会用啲字眼嚟到去俾佢啲支持者咧一个安心，就系佢会保护美国嘅嘅利益，同埋佢啲利益关系咁啫。
Well,
所以其实我认为
absolutely true. I mean, Donald Trump came from greed, never born of the sea, took a life from a barren hand. And his eyes are wild, like a child in the form of man, as well, aren't they?
系系，呢个可以咁讲嘅，其实咁，但系喺一个呢、這个只系一个好细嘅事件嚟嘅啫，即系每年都有发生过嘅。
Yeah. I suppose sort of final question, really. The future of China's relationship with the UN, it's got into bed a little bit with Russia over this subject. So, you know, on the other hand, Putin. What does China make of Putin?
喺呢个。其实因为中国系冇主权政府，一个共产政府同苏联同俄罗斯嘅关系咧，咁、
yeah.
多年都系冇乜大嘅影响嘅，即系每年呢大约依十至二十年咧，中国同俄罗斯嘅关系其实系比较系好嘅，冇乜嘢喺世界嘅场面上系影响到嘅关系，咁、
right.
所以佢对佢系有好感嘅。有时佢会有合作啊，即系喺好似中东啊，喺、
yeah,
其他嘅外世界外边嘅事件咧，
yeah.
中国都冇乜同俄罗斯有咁嘅成日有。
No, I mean that. No,
you're right.
Absolutely, always. You're right. End on a joke. Listen, thank you very much indeed for talking to us. Quite enlightening, all of that. Of course, it's all very well people talking about the military threat of North Korea, but what about the financial threat? And there, Hong Kong, they're one of the world's biggest and most important financial markets, of course, affected by the current, as we keep saying, saber rattling in that part of the world. That's our Hong Kong correspondent talking to us there from Hong Kong. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons, and hang on a sec. Done it with my. Sorry. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
And at 2:30, here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John Holmes. A third round of Brexit talks have finished, but there's a big difference in opinions on how they went. The Brexit Secretary says some concrete progress has been made, but wants negotiators to be more flexible. But his EU counterpart insists there's been little development, especially on key issues. Michel Barnier says it is damaging relations.
How can we build trust and start discussing a future relationship? We need to address together these issues seriously and rigorously.
A man is facing terror charges after police were attacked outside Buckingham Palace last Friday. 26-year-old from Luton is due in court after a car was driven out officers by a man who had a sword. There could be more fines for bookmakers if they don't change the way they deal with vulnerable customers. The Gambling Commission has ordered online casino 888 to pay £7.8 million for its failings. Police in Texas say a fire has broken out at a flood hit chemical plant following Storm Harvey. The site, which is near Houston, had already been evacuated, but officers are playing down fears of an explosion. Sir Elton John has joined the world in paying tribute to Princess Diana on the 20th anniversary of her death. He's posted a picture of them together on Instagram with his arm around her and the message that the world lost an angel. And the actress Chloe Bennett says she had to change her surname from Wang because Hollywood is racist. The 25-year-old, who's best known for her role in Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., says the film industry wouldn't cast her with a last name that made them uncomfortable. The weather, sunshine and showers today, some heavy and thundery, warmer in London and the southeast with highs of 21 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
I've got an interesting story about Elton John.
Okay. Are you going to tell it?
Yes.
Are you?
Is it broadcastable?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead then. Quickly.
Go on then.
Right, so when he did the famous Candle in the Wind song for Diana.
Yes.
As you were just talking about there. It was an utter accident. Because what happened was, right, he phoned... Bernie Taupin, of course, who writes the lyrics for Elton John all of the time, right? Brilliant songwriter, of course, brilliant lyricist, Bernie Taupin. And he, I think, phoned him up and said, I've got to do this song for Diana's funeral, so we need to come up with something. It needs to be something like Candle in the Wind, because, of course, that was about Marilyn Manson and Monroe. It was about Marilyn Monroe. And, you know, she seemed to me live life like a candle. Beautiful song, you know, about Marilyn Manson. And due to a bad line, Bernie Taupin just misunderstood and slightly misheard and thought he said, could you rewrite Candle in the Wind for Diana? Not a song like Candle in the Wind. So that's why it happened. It was an utter accident.
Oh.
That's a true pop fact for you there.
Thank you for that true interesting, pop fact, John.
It's interesting, isn't it, though?
I mean... I don't believe much of what you say, so I'm going to Google that.
Yeah, you can, but that is a pop fact.
Okay.
It's a little known pop fact.
Do you have any other pop facts?
Yes, an awkward one, actually.
No.
Yeah, what is it?
What?
What's the next one?
It's not about Elton John.
Okay, go on.
Right. No, I've got a pop fact pertaining to this morning.
Oh, what happened?
The TV show or this morning?
No, this actual morning. Okay. This physical actual morning.
Okay.
I have been, as you know, I've been sitting in for Edith Bowman on Virgin Radio. She does Virgin Radio's breakfast show. And I've been sitting in for a while. She's away. And this morning, of course, the news was... Now, this happens sometimes in radio by accident, okay? And often what you'll have is an inappropriate song... scheduled by whoever does the music,
mm-hmm.
Okay, who hasn't really thought through the news of the day, perhaps. So it's the anniversary of Diana's death. That's in the news, okay. And then the song in the show that was there.
Yes.
And I'm not making this up. It was. I looked at the screen. And I went, "Crash" by the Primitives.
Did you play it?
Yes.
Why would you do that, John?
Well,
you're the final filter.
No.
Yeah.
Am I?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, to be fair, I'm not, because it was automated, so I wasn't at that point.
Well...
To be fair. So, but I was like...
Well, that's not good, is it?
I don't know whether it was a little...
I don't think that's a nice tribute to her.
I didn't think so either.
No.
I don't think so. I mean, there were many other things you could have played, but that's not one of them.
Mm.
So, anyway, I'm just giving you an insight behind the scenes there of what happened. It can happen occasionally, accidental. The news can throw up, you know, it can happen, but I just thought, oh... That's not what she would have wanted.
No.
Anyway, just thought I'd mention it. Pop facts, that's what I'm bringing you there.
Hmm. Any others?
No, stop asking for this.
I was hoping for a better one than that.
I have got some, but I'll probably have to tell you off air.
Okay, yes. Cool.
I've got one about Gary Barlow.
Ooh.
Right, okay, so should we get on with the...
Yeah.
Right. Work experience punditry's on the way. Our work experience Henry will be here reviewing a week's worth of techie stuff, geeky, gadgety nonsense.
He's hoovered up the tech news.
Good. Have you actually just got a hoover in here?
Yes.
I mean, I know everyone's on holiday, but is that why?
Is that why you're wearing a stupid hat?
No.
Oh, yeah, why are you wearing a... Actually, good point. Why are you wearing a paper hat?
Asprod, Harry, who will never marry, yeah. made me it.
Right.
And
as a tribute this isn't the to... one which was made for the toddler who was here the other day.
No, it's a new, fresh paper hat.
Is this a tribute to Diana?
Because no.
There's people wearing Diana suits down at Kensington Palace. We've been talking about that today. People wearing flag-based suits.
No, I've worn it. Obviously, it's made out of newspapers, made out of a copy of The Telegraph, I believe. I've yeah. worn it to show everyone around the office that I am authoritative... no, not a dunce, an authoritative figure on the news.
Right.
That's not true.
I'm an authoritative figure on the news.
You're not authoritative in any way.
Well, the paper hat suggests otherwise.
I thought you were trying to get your head, not around the news, but into
yeah,
the news.
Yeah, that's good. I tweeted that. That's good.
Yeah, can have that.
I already tweeted it, no, so I already had it. I already had it.
Gave it to you earlier, so it's fine. Right, it's should we...
Play a trail,
all
yeah.
right, let's play a trail. Let's do that, yeah.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me, Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail-order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor. When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Do that! Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash. Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man. Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And so we shall, my friend. We will get you talking. And we're going to be talking now to Henry, who is our work experience this week. And he's going to be, as all of our work experiences do, getting... What a treat, what a joy, what a leg up into the industry, Henry, isn't it? Where you've been in the office all week, doing the dull drudgery of work experience-related things. You've had your trousers mocked.
They're plum.
They're brown.
They're plum.
I say plum, but many people are calling you Brown Trouser Henry. I don't think that's fair. But anyway, it's lovely to have you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming in. And this is where we put you in front of the microphone. Proper real-world work experience, of course, on national radio that almost no one listens to, where you get to review stuff. We do film, Henry. We do music. We do hipster nonsense. We do TV. But on a Thursday, always, what's happening in the world of tech? It's geeky, gadgety stuff. Let's talk geeky stuff. What are you clutching to your work experience bosom?
In terms of the world of tech, Cornelius pointed out to me a great story this morning.
Yes.
Backpacks for bees. I don't know if you've heard about this, John.
I have not heard about this. Tell me more.
So scientists at Bangor University have been developing tiny backpacks for bees to power tiny drone cameras to follow them around to monitor how they collect nectar, apparently.
Oh, I like this idea.
They've got cool little backpacks. It's not a fashion statement. It's apparently in the name of science.
I mean, they're not... So they strap on a tiny sort of bee-based GoPro.
Yes, effectively.
To a bee.
And then that powers a drone, which will film them... They're trying to find out what's affecting bee numbers, so they're filming them all.
Right.
Not all the bees, but...
Some of the bees.
In Bangor, apparently.
Yeah. Is that the bee capital?
I don't know. Well, that's where the research is taking place.
I mean,
place.
It begins with bee. Whether that's relevant. Well, okay, because bees, the declining bee numbers is a serious issue, of course, isn't it? It's been talked about many times, and they think pesticides, insecticides, of course, decline. And the bee is an essential part of the food chain, an essential
the
part
ecosystem.
Of the ecology. The bee, yes, the bee, thank you. Put your hat back on, shut up. So talk me through that again. So there's something attached to the bee.
A backpack.
Which links to a drone.
So it uses the bee's electrical energy as a backpack to power these tiny drone cameras, which will then follow them around, apparently.
Why not just strap a camera to a bee?
I don't really know.
Essentially what they have done.
Well, it doesn't look just
put a backpack in, involved a backpack.
Yeah, but a drone.
Storage.
Yeah. Yeah, but put the strap, what I'm saying is strap the GoPro to the bee.
Isn't that what they've done?
No, it's a drone that follows the bee.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, but then I guess if you put it on the back of the bee, it'll just face, the camera will face upwards, wouldn't it?
So you wouldn't see anything?
Yeah.
Well, okay, strap
it. You just see the sky.
Strap it beneath the bee.
Well, then you'd just be looking down. You need to strap
That's
it in between its eyes.
Yeah, all right, strap it in between its eyes.
There you go, correct.
Good, well, that's what they should do. Fine, all right, but how? But that must... So the technology involved here, I mean, what else do we know about it? Or is that sort of... Have they gone into any kind of technical detail?
It's very vague at the minute. There was only one story on it.
Right.
Cornelius pointed it out.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Right, so...
You seem to be distancing yourself from the story quite a lot.
I'm not.
As if I'm responsible for the bees and the backpacks, etc. I saw this cool story. I thought, oh, this would be a lovely talking point. Yeah, you seem to not be throwing your weight behind it.
I was stung by a bee.
Were you?
Yeah, £20 for a jar of honey.
Oh, really? Well done. Harry, can you make a hat out of a joke book for John? Thank you.
Got that out of a cracker. Good. Oh, well, all right. So, will this help the bee population? Is that the plan?
I think so.
Because we know how they get nectar, don't we? So it's just where they go. It's following them around to see where the bees go.
And seeing why so many of them die or don't reproduce, seemingly.
Yeah.
Have you seen Black Mirror? Because this is very much the first step towards one of the episodes in the most recent series of Black Mirror, where they get drones instead of bees. So all the bees are dead, so they replace them with drones. But someone hacks into drone system and uses the bees to kill people.
Now, are you sure, because as we know from Henry distancing himself from it, you found this story. Did you just watch Black Mirror or read the synopsis of it on Netflix, and that's why you've put this down, because you think it's real?
No, I was aware of it as a story.
Yes.
I haven't just bought Black Mirror plot lines to the tech review today.
It's not the best backpack story we've seen today.
What's the other one?
Earlier on, in the office, somebody showed me a backpack that's just come out.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Which is designed, Henry, to look like a pair of testicles. So it's sort of a backpack in two hanging sections that you put on your back. But to all intents and purposes, it looks like you're wearing balls. It looks like you've got back balls. But it's photorealistic, isn't it?
It was horrible to look at.
It's a back scrotum. It's like... And it's got hair on it.
Oh, it's just... Oh,
it's really weird.
I won't buy one.
No. But apparently... But then again, you could hang
Strap
those
that
under
to
bees. Yeah. To frighten children.
Children aren't already scared of bees already.
So anyway, doesn't matter. Henry, stay with us, because I know you've got more, and not all of it from the mind of Cornelius.
No.
So that's fine. Henry is with us. Work experience punditry. We're talking geeky, gadgety stuff. We will continue to do so after traffic and travel. It's Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. The James Whale Show, weeknights from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
It's the radio show that's not afraid to plumb the deepest depths.
And come up smelling of roses, driving you up the wall and around a U-bend with outspoken opinions and a bucket full of breaking news. The James Whale Show, weeknights from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
Are you watching every game? Are you watching every game? Are you watching every game?
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
This is the sound of a man who unexpectedly fell into cold water and instinctively is trying to swim hard. This is the sound of the cold water shock making him gasp uncontrollably and breathe in water until he drowns. Whereas this is the sound of a man who fell into cold water and knows how to survive. You have to fight your instinct to swim and just float until the cold water shock has passed and you can control your breathing. This is a safety message from the RNLI. Float to live. Visit respectthewater.com.
Back in my day, a perfect hat-trick was a left foot, a right foot and a header. Nowadays, it's when you back the first goal scorer with Betfred's Double Delight and Hat-Trick Heaven. If your player scores first, then gets the second, we'll double your odds. And if they bag a hat-trick, we'll treble your odds. Double Delight and Hat-Trick Heaven, now available in play. Whenever you bet, Betfred.
In play applies to online and mobile customers only. Single bets and selected matches only. Max return exclusions and conditions apply. 18 plus. Visit in-store or betfred.com/promotions for more information. Please bet responsibly. Gambleaware.co.uk.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
In Essex, the southbound M11 remains closed following an accident between junction 7 and 6 for the M25. Northbound M6 in Warwickshire has a lane out, queue still due to recovery work after an accident between junction 1 for Rugby and 2 for Coventry. Northbound M42 in the Birmingham area has a lane out due to an accident between junctions 4 and 5. And delays still on the southbound M6 due to an accident at junction 10 for Wolverhampton. I'm David Moore.
Jerry! You've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer Radio Show, right here, only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky, and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer Radio Show, this Saturday from midnight, only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So much to talk about this afternoon, and indeed we have been. Theresa May's announcement that she is not going to stand down from being Prime Minister until, she says, and this is a quote, the end of days, which is 4 days away now due to North Korea's nuclear missile programme. So that breaking news, Theresa May will be Prime Minister for the next 4 days before we're all annihilated in an apocalyptic fire. The 20th anniversary, of course, of Diana's death, Dianiversary, is what it is. And we'll be talking about, there's lots going on today. It's very complicated, isn't it, Cornelius, the news? Do you think it's going to be?
I can't get my head around it.
No, you are wearing a newspaper hat for some reason, so you have very much literally got your head in it. However, don't you worry, we are here to help. What we do is we take the news, and with Japan in mind from recent news events, and where Theresa May is, of course, what we do is we run the news through short-form oriental traditional Japanese verse. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, and 5 syllables again. It's the news in haikus.
Bake Off gets good share of audience. That's just the icing on the cake.
The news in haiku. Then here's Henry joining us. He's our work experience. He's doing work experience punditry. That means we take him away from the dull drudgery of work-a-day work experience activities, such as photocopying the kettle, that sort of thing, and give him real-world experience, a leg up into the industry. That's what we told you, isn't it, Henry, at the beginning of the week?
You did.
Absolute lie, as we tell you all. It's because you're free. That's the only reason you're here. Now, we've talked about bees, backpacks for bees.
Mm.
But before we move on, you told me a story during the traffic and travel there, which is, for me, a horror story. And I ask you to repeat it now.
It was awful. So I go to Warwick, and in Leamington, which is the nearest student town, my accommodation had a wasp's nest in the corner.
So of your bedroom?
Of my bedroom. So it was like, obviously, the outside, but there was a hole, so they all came in.
Yeah.
So it was like half in, half out. And obviously, I noticed a few dead wasps on the floor at first and thought, that's a bit strange.
Yeah.
And then in the evenings and early mornings, I'd hear wasps, and it was kind of driving me a bit crazy.
That would drive me up.
Yeah, exactly. And then a few of them would, like, land on my bed in the night and stuff.
Oh!
But the worst story was when I was putting my plum trousers on. And
brown.
Plum trousers. And I put them on, and then I felt a bit... I thought I'd caught my zip on my trousers or something, and I felt a bit of pain in the corner, and then again by my sock. Oh. And then it turns out there were, like, four wasps in my trousers.
Nesting in your leg area.
Which wasn't pleasant. Well,
I can't believe you stayed in that room. If I got into a room and there was a wasp's nest in the corner, I would leave.
I mean, anywhere to go.
Like, no,
you don't need that. Just a can of deodorant and a lighter.
No.
There's loads of them.
Sort it out.
It's terrific. Imagine going to see...
That's what I'd do. Just spray it with fire.
And burn your house down, you idiot. Although that's preferable to the wasps, to be fair, isn't it?
So, maybe that's not such a good idea.
Anyway, that's a terrible story. Someone should invent some gadget that gets rid of what... I don't know. Anyway, what gadget have you got next?
This is... it's about an iPhone, but there is a Native American painting from 1937 which apparently shows a man in the picture holding an iPhone and looking at it.
Really?
So conspiracy theorists have spoken about this. It appears that this man in the Native American drawing is clutching an iPhone and looking at it. Some people have obviously said that isn't true, but the painting is Mr. Pynchon and the Settling of Springfield, and it was created by Umberto Romano in 1937.
Right, and is this only just surfaced? Because, I mean, where was the painting? Why has no one spotted this before?
Spotted.
So I don't think the painting actually... It was at a gallery, and then it went down, I seem to recall. But then there were some analysts looking at it, whether to put it back into the gallery.
Right.
And then, obviously, someone spotted that it... Because it does really look like... It does really look like someone is there looking at their iPhone.
I need to say, can you find me a picture of... Oh, you've got one there.
Yeah, right, there you go. Look at this.
In the circle.
We're prepared here, there, John.
It really does, doesn't it, actually?
It does look like it.
It's a bit weird.
I mean, what else could that possibly be? I mean, you can even see that he's looking at...
a stone.
Well, no, because you can see that he's looking at Pornhub on the screen.
No, you cannot.
That's amazing.
Idiot.
The future, then. Time-travelling Native American, we call them now? Just to get the political correct.
Is that
not...
offensive?
I don't think so. I think Native American is all right to say now.
Yeah.
I think that's fine.
That's the right
way. I don't know. It changed.
You can't say Red Indians.
No.
Obviously.
But you can. You could in 1936 when it was painted. Probably.
Maybe. I don't know.
But anyway, he does look... There's a famous photograph of a man seemingly holding a phone in... Oh, is it the 40s or 50s? Mm. Black and white. But he looks like he's dressed completely modern. He's got modern sunglasses on. He's dressed completely modern, unlike anyone else in the picture. And it's a famous photograph saying, is this a photograph of a time traveller? Sort of thing. the answer is no. But it does look like it. So this does crop up from time to time. Hieroglyphics in pyramids. There is famously a hieroglyphic of what looks like a helicopter, but from ancient Egypt.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and another one that looks probably like a robot alien. But so this does crop up.
Jesus in the Last Supper painting wearing an iWatch, isn't he?
Yeah.
Wearing an Apple Watch.
Yeah.
No one ever mentions that. No.
Absolutely, you're absolutely right. Yeah. I mean, I like Thomas. I doubt that was
really.
Yeah. So, but you write this picture, and it's by Umberto Romano, and he does look exactly like he's holding an iPhone. So, Google it if you don't believe us. There. Good gadget. All right, next.
So, Tinder. I've never been on Tinder, so I wasn't too clued up on this story before. No.
Right, relationship show off.
No.
humble brag. No.
So I was just saying that I haven't used the standard version. They've introduced Tinder Gold now, which apparently has 60% more matches if you go on it. So what it's got rid of is the speculative swipe, which apparently is involved. That's now gone, as long as you're willing to pay. So you can see who has swiped for you without having to swipe for them.
I have never been on Tinder, so I don't know. I know swiping is involved, but that normally afterwards.
Well,
after a hookup. Is that what the kids still call it? I don't know.
No.
What do they call it now?
What?
When
people date.
Well.
The best bit of dating.
Yeah, yeah.
They call it Netflix and chill, don't they?
Well, still.
Yeah, yeah, that's still. I think we're sticking with that.
All right, fine. Okay, well, anyway, so like Tinder, you match with somebody, somehow you swipe a thing, so.
And there's now a gold version.
Yes.
Where you don't.
But there's also other things. So you can. You have the ability to undo swipes. So if you like someone and then have a look at a few more pictures or talk to them and realise you don't, you can unswipe them, apparently. And there's a few other things on there. There's the passport feature. So you don't have to be in the area and you can try and essentially chat up someone from another country.
Which sort of ruins the point of it.
Which
I thought it was
does.
Just about, you know, a quick. You know.
And it's only $5 as well, which I think is going to kind of ruin it, because a lot of people are willing to pay that, I assume.
Yeah. I mean, I don't... Yeah, I suppose people would upgrade to that if it... I mean, sorry, it takes out... What's the problem with actual Tinder? I don't...
So you have to, I haven't used it for years.
That's because you got no matches. Apart from the sloth from the front of the Ice Age DVD... which
why would that match
physically
me?
Matched you because the eyes look in different directions like yours.
Clearly
do.
Don't know how Tinder works.
No, I don't. I really don't.
You got a certain limited number of swipes per day, but if you paid like your £3 or something,
I see
a month,
you get more.
You get as many as you want, and then but this one just seems like seems like an even bigger version.
Good. Great, so, well explained, everybody. So, now, finally, very quickly, final geeky, gadgety nonsense.
Yeah, so it's a weird-looking... You've got a picture there, but it's a weird-looking kind of Lego caterpillar thing, and it is a robot which can climb your walls and sort out your Tupperware. I showed Cornelius a video of it earlier. It has, like, a suction thing on it, and it can sort out all your Tupperware. It can fetch you a drink, organise your fridge.
I mean, how many people have an issue with the Tupperware that needs sorting?
I don't know.
I mean, that's a kind of niche market, isn't it? You're right, the headline here says, Lego light vacuum robot climbs walls and sorts your Tupperware. I mean, who the hell goes, oh, you know what I need? I need a robot to sort my Tupperware.
Well, apparently it also holds a nail in place for you, so people are saying that they can use it. Well, it's meant to be the equivalent of a Swiss Army knife, the modern equivalent, and it can be put in a toolbox and people are going to start using it, apparently, to hold in nails in place.
That's good, because it stops you smashing your hand to pieces. I agree with that.
It's creepy. I didn't
it
like the
weird.
Video. It moves along like a slug. Oh. I didn't like it.
It's really... Yeah, it goes up your walls.
You wouldn't want it crawling around your house.
No. Could you send it up a wall to get rid of a wasp's nest?
Oh, I hope so.
Because that would have helped you out, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I need to get one of them.
Yeah.
It's very cheap as well, apparently.
The wasp's nest's not still there, is it?
No, it's gone. He did take it out in the end, but...
The landlord?
The landlord. Yeah. Well, he employed someone, allegedly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it went in the end. Goodness for that.
All right. Henry, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks,
Henry. I mean, I say coming in, you've been here all week, so you know what I mean. Anyway,
you.
But there's Henry there, work experience with the geeky gadgety stuff, wasn't he?
Hasn't he done well?
Didn't he do well? In the next bit of the programme, the big debate just after 3 o'clock, we will be bringing you, it's getting towards the end of silly season now, news-wise, as we were talking about with Kate Proctor earlier, the political correspondent for the Evening Standard. Government is starting to swing back into action. Does this mean the end of the silly, pointless stories in the newspapers that aren't stories at all? Not yet, it doesn't. So today we bring you another roundup of them in Silly Gillies, Silly Season. Toby Gillies from TalkSport will read us some headlines and we have to try and work out what the silly stories are that are attached to those silly headlines. That's on the way. And don't forget this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster. Paul Ross, of course, the Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter. But what of his life and work? Well, there's a quiz that answers all of those questions. And today, Virgin Radio's own Eddie Temple Morris, presenter, music guru, will be having a go on it. All coming before four. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. News is on the way.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment. Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. A summer of David Walliams on Talk Radio in association with HarperCollins Children's Books. Join me, David Walliams, on Story Hour. This Sunday afternoon from 3, gather round your radio for a full hour of family fun as Britain's best-selling storyteller reads his brilliant novel, Demon Dentist.
I am your new dentist. My name is Miss Root.
Join David Walliams for Story Hour on Talk Radio in association with HarperCollins Children's Books. Visit worldofdavidwalliams.com to buy your copy of Demon Dentist.
The Sky Variety Bundle is bursting with great entertainment. Enjoy explosive big screen drama like Game of Thrones, exciting documentaries on Nat Geo, and a whole range of brilliant kids shows. So, for a bundle that's bursting with brilliant TV, join or recontract with the Variety Bundle, down from £32 to £25 a month. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better. £20 standard setup, new 18-month contract, Sky Q kit loaned at no cost, payment by direct debit, further terms apply.
Ooh, did you tap our new Tesco club card?
Let's assume I did. Why?
Because when we use it, we collect points that we can put towards flights and holidays.
So buying these nice biscuits...
They're not nice.
Yeah, they are. They're lovely.
Yeah, and they're also Nice biscuits.
Okay, yeah. So could buying these nice Nice biscuits get us to, Nice? I mean, nice. Nice.
Precisely.
You mean precisely.
The new contactless Tesco club card. A tap is all it takes. Minimum £1 spend.
Do you like things a little bit bigger? Then you'll love Velux Rewards. Because this September and October, they just got bigger. You'll earn up to £65 rewards when you buy Velux flat roof lights. And you can spend them in places like M&S, Argos, Tesco and Thomas Cook. So you know what that means. Your big shop can get bigger. Your new TV can get bigger. Or you can go on a bigger holiday. Go big on rewards at velux.co.uk/rewards. Conditions apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
And just after 2, good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. Victoria has the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, no sufficient progress made in Brexit talks, record fine for internet bookie, and Diana remembered 20 years on.
Talk Radio.
The EU's chief Brexit negotiator says a third round of talks in Brussels have ended with few developments.
We're quite far from being able to say that sufficient progress has taken place. Sufficient for me to be able to recommend to the European Council that it engage in discussions on the future relationship between the UK and the EU.
Michel Barnier has been meeting with the Brexit secretary, who claims there's been concrete progress, but David Davis admits there's still some way to go. A 26-year-old man has been charged with a terror offence after being arrested near Buckingham Palace on Friday. It's after an incident in which three police officers suffered minor injuries from a four-foot sword. The Prime Minister has dismissed criticism from some of her MPs over her leadership ambitions. Theresa May intends to take the Conservatives into the next general election in 2022 and has reiterated she won't stand down before then. An internet bookie has been fined a record £7.8 million for serious failings in its handling of vulnerable customers. It's after an investigation found thousands of 888 customers continue to gamble despite asking for a block on their accounts. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble has more.
The Gambling Commission says the firm's procedures weren't robust enough, with 888 failing to recognise visible signs of people who had a problem with betting. One customer staked more than £1.3 million, including £55,000, stolen from their employer. The bookmaker says it's made changes to help protect its users.
And Elton John is among those to pay tribute to Princess Diana on the 20th anniversary of her death. He says the world lost an angel when she died in a car crash in Paris in 1997. People have gathered at Kensington Palace to pay their respects. Kathy has told Talk Radio she brought a fruitcake down, complete with a picture of Diana.
It's going to be cut. Our little group is going to come around and we're going to have some champagne to, you know, celebrate Diana's legacy. And everybody can have a piece.
That's lovely, isn't it? I think that's a treat. In the week of Bake Off as well, she's made an illusion cake that looks like Princess Diana.
I mean, it has a picture of Diana on it.
She's made that. That's lovely. And ironically, it's a fruitcake, so that's nice.
Yes, John. I thought it was a nice clip, say to you.
It is. Yeah. But it brings us back to our texting of earlier, of course. If you had a cake in the shape of Diana, which part of it would you eat first?
Have you answered this?
Well, you said her hair.
Yeah.
Didn't you? Which I can see, because if the cake was made in her iconic time of having that big 80s hair.
Yeah, exactly.
That's quite a lot of cake. And you're partial to cake.
I love cake.
Yeah.
You never said what you'd eat, did you?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, which bit?
I haven't made my mind up yet.
Well, now's the time, John. Go.
Bottom.
Oh.
Oh.
Cornelius?
Surprise me.
Earlobe.
Why?
Not much big fan of cake, no. Really. So
I'm not. I wouldn't eat the whole of Diana's buttock. I would eat a portion of it.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm not a big...
Please don't go into any more detail than that.
Okay.
Talk Radio, national weather.
Yeah, let's do the weather. Yep. Sunshine and showers today, some heavy and thundery, warmer in London and the southeast with highs of 21 degrees.
What part of Princess Diana would you eat if she was a cake? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any body part you want. Mm-hmm. I reckon if you say feet, you're weird.
Okay. So let's go to Ben, who has the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update with Selco Builders Warehouse. Tons of stock on the shelf, all at trade prices. Selco's got it. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. On deadline day, Manchester City are understood to have made a second bid for Arsenal forward Alexis Sanchez, worth up to £60 million. They had a £50 million offer rejected by the Gunners earlier in the week. Arsene Wenger has said the Chilean is not for sale. His contract's up next summer. Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain is understood to have taken a pay cut to complete his move from Arsenal to Liverpool for a reported £35 million. The England midfielder has signed a long-term contract, thought to be a five-year deal. Tottenham have now completed the signing of Ivory Coast fullback Serge Aurier from PSG. The deal's thought to be worth around £23 million and he's agreed a five-year contract. Spurs are also believed to have agreed a deal with Swansea to sign striker Fernando Llorente. And Tottenham fullback Kieran Trippier has pulled out of the England squad with an unspecified injury ahead of tomorrow's World Cup qualifier away to Malta. He hasn't trained all week. Boss Gareth Southgate won't be calling up a replacement for now. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And thank you very much indeed, Ben, there. Ben, what part of Princess Diana would you eat if she was a cake, Ben? Oh, I forgot Ben's pre-recorded. Right, 7 minutes past three. Let's, it's time for the big debate.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Here we go. As we've been hearing and indeed discussing, Theresa May, the Prime Minister, is in Japan, and her big in Japan news is that she's planning to stay on as Prime Minister of the United Kingdom by adopting a string of techniques she's learned from her visit to that part of the world, namely simply seizing power and then murdering anybody who gets in the way. Theresa May has announced in a press conference that following the example of Kim Jong-un of North Korea, she wants to now be referred to as the Supreme Leader and Chairwoman of the state and the Conservative Party, and has already fed many of the backbenchers who disagree with her to pigs and dogs, which she's ordered to be brought into the garden of number 10 Downing Street. This morning, former Secretary of State Nikki Morgan, an outspoken critic of Theresa May, of course, was dragged by guards into the garden of number 10 and eaten alive by pigs, something which Theresa May watched on an iPad. And in Japan this morning, then, Theresa May tipped the remains, just some chewed bones, really, of some backbenchers who disagreed with it onto the floor in front of journalists, saying Michael Heseltine is next. Then she said that the Conservative Party have been developing nuclear missiles capable of reaching former Tory Party chairman Grant Shapps. On the line, having called Talk Radio, is listener Jeff. Good afternoon, Jeff.
Well, good afternoon, John. How are you?
Good afternoon to you. Are you well, Jeff? All good with you?
Can't grumble, you know.
Would you like to try to grumble a bit?
All right. My hip's playing off a bit and my back is a bit tender.
That'll be. All right. That's fine.
I could go on, but...
You've called in. Let's get to the nub of the hub of the matter, because you've called in. You heard me say string, in a string of techniques, of course. And you, you've been waiting by the phone to literally to just for a radio station so you can get angry and call one because you haven't really got any life other than that. So, what is it about string that you object to?
Nub. Now, what it is essentially, I mean, it all stems when I was a nipper, right?
Nipper.
A child. I had bad teeth, you know, really, really bad teeth. And my dad come up with a genius idea of tying a bit of string around one of my bad teeth.
Yes.
He tied it to the door, slammed the door, the door fell off the hinges, killed my dog, and then my mum left.
Right, so I can see...
It wasn't even the right tooth, you know, it just...
Yeah. Well, I can see, Jeff, why that would have had a psychological effect on you. I think it would on any nipper, wouldn't it?
It affected me, yes.
And you, in the wider scheme of things, you are then calling for a ban on string, really, in case that sort of thing could possibly happen again. I suppose that's fair to say, isn't it?
And it's just tiny rope, isn't it, really?
It's tiny rope. There, you've hit the string on the end. It's lazy rope, isn't it?
Rope. I mean, how long is it?
Yeah. It can't be bothered, can it? That's the trouble. It can't be bothered to be even rope. Sean's on the other line. Wait there, Jeff. Sean's on the other line. Good afternoon, Sean.
All right, how's it going?
String is lazy. It can't even be bothered to be rope. What do you say to that, Sean?
Well, that's simply nonsensical, isn't it? I mean, the thing is, string holds our universe together.
Yeah.
If you look at string theory, you know, it's the different forces that are pulled together. We've got gravity, you know, we've got the nuclear force, we've got electromagnetic force, and really, if we have no string, our universe would just collapse.
Well, now, you've touched on the other end of the string head there, because you said string theory. Now, string is just a theory. We don't have any proof of it, do we? So, can you... Sean, you're on the line. I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I will anyway. Can you prove string?
Absolutely.
Prove it now.
Well, I've got one right here. It's about, I can't about see as long it. As a piece of string.
I can't see it. That's not proof, is it? That's just your word.
You can't see the wind, can you? You can't see the wind, but can you prove it?
I can.
You can't see the wind.
I can feel
it. Set to the wind. But you can't see the wind.
You can hear the wind. I can't hear your string.
Listen to my string.
It's not the noise string.
Hear that?
It's not even the noise
that's
string makes.
That's definitely not it's string. Not. I don't know what that is. That's not string.
No, it's not, is it?
No.
Jeff, what would you say to Sean and anyone like him who's listening who says that that they can prove string?
I'm afraid not. it's a joke about string.
Yeah. Yeah. Put a number on it. Put a number on string, Jeff.
Oh, two.
Two string.
Two string.
You're saying two string. All right, Sean, put a number on string.
Well, I'd say a square root of two.
Right, which is...
Oh, he would, wouldn't he?
Yeah. Which is what, though?
Which is... Let me just check my book of strings. Yeah. I'll find it.
String book.
Well, that's the means calculator, probably.
Yeah. But it is somewhere.
Well, while he's doing that, let's talk about the news today. String is now being classified by the government as a legal high, of course. Now, people smell string to get off, don't they? This is a problem. I mean, you see, it's been caught up in this whole legal high legal argument, really. And you see it at festivals, you have people trying to push string on people. You see string in the gutter, don't you, where people have just sniffed it and then just deposited it there. You know, and it's what would you say to people who are thinking of smelling string?
But don't do it. It's the obvious answer. I mean, because, you know, you're snorting string, it just goes in, and you've got to pull it out again. It just seems a bit pointless, doesn't it, really?
Yeah.
You might as well just, you know, sniff something else.
Yeah, and if you... It becomes a slur, doesn't it? If you string someone along... Okay, there's no positives associated with string, Sean, are there, really?
Well, the thing is, you know, I mean, you're stringing a whole load of accusations together.
Yes,
I mean, you could say that you're stringing us along here on this debate.
Yeah.
But actually, what we're trying to do is come to an agreement. You know, where I like string, and I think string is essential to the progression of humankind.
Yeah.
And Jeff there is against string.
Yes.
But honestly, what about kites?
Well, would you argue that a kite has got string on it, or has it got a sort of twine?
Well, I would say it was string. It might have in latter days become twine, yeah, or become like a reinforced string, so it don't snap and like fly off.
Yeah.
But string is at its essence, yeah.
Well, why don't we like? Okay, people don't like string. You know, off as we've been finding out. But what if we replace string with sausages, which also, of course, you can have a string of, but it's not actual string, is it? It's sausage. We say string. Sausages aren't made of string. Well, some of cheap ones actually are, I think. But you don't. If we replace string, so for instance, would you fly a kite? What would be wrong with flying a kite on the end of a load of sausages?
Well, other than it weighing it down, I mean that'd be part of the issue. It'd be all the right. Weight issue.
Yeah, well, hollow sausages.
Well, yeah, I mean, kind of tube sausage. I mean, kind of
just
tube,
the skin.
I guess.
Yeah.
Just the skin.
Just the skin? Yeah.
The skin.
No.
What's wrong with that, Jeff? It's not string, is it? It's just sausage skin tied to a kite. Who would object to that?
How many skins are we talking about here?
Well, how high do you... I mean, one, two, three, four skins? I don't know. I mean, how high do you want your kite?
I'll cut you off there, John, with four skins. I mean, it's a bit insulting to my people.
Yeah,
really.
I was thinking four.
Yeah. I mean, but how it depends on how you want your kite. Look, the point is, isn't it? You've got to... There are alternatives to string. You don't need to use string, right? String is used, if indeed it exists at all, which many say it doesn't. It's to tie things together, but you can use other things to tie things together, Sean.
But John, I mean, yes. you're a radio presenter, right? You're, or at least I think you are. Yeah, I mean, and you all you do all day is string together sentences. And how would you do that?
Well,
if you have string?
I could sausage them together. I could rope them together. I could cotton them together.
Don't
I could
really roll off the tongue properly.
A sausage would roll off the tongue if you put it on sideways and opened your mouth. The sausage would literally roll off the tongue.
Unless Cumberland would roll well.
Yeah, Cumberland. Yeah, I think. And, I mean, you're going back. You're calling for the old days when, the Nazis, didn't they, used to burn string? And you're going back to that. And it's not necessarily something people want to see. And the government, are the government doing enough, Jeff? You think the government are doing enough?
I don't think they're doing enough. No. I mean, I think we should go back to the old ways. You know, the burn string. Burn twine, burn sausages in the barbecue this summer.
40,000 more string by 2018. That's what the government have said.
Oh, my God.
Jeff, I know you weren't like that. Sean, you approve, presumably, very quickly.
I think it's a realistic aim, really. I mean, and they're talking about doubling the twine as well.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Look, you know, there's much to discuss. We're going to have to sort of draw it to a close. Jeff, could you sum up the debate for me in one word there, please?
Peter Stringfellow.
Thank you. Sean?
Mutilation.
Good. Right, what do you think? Do you think we need string? I mean, we've got it, but there are other things that do the job, as we've been saying. Why do we need string in this day and age? I mean, it's post-Brexit, isn't it? Post-Brexit Britain, we've got dustpan and brush now in Leicester Square. Why would we need string? Get in touch and let us know what you think. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I'm John Holmes, you're listening to Talk Radio, and that was the big debate.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. It's a football forecast on your radio broadcast with the two mics on Talk Radio with a Selco predictor. Every Friday night, get set for a squabble as Mike's Parry and Graham take a spin of the Selco predictor and fret and fight over the weekend's football fixtures.
Well, at least I'm not fat and ugly, and you are.
You are fat and ugly.
The two mics on Talk Radio with the Selco predictor. Download the Selco app now or sign up for free at talkradio.com/predictor.
Selco, it's where the train go.
Hey, Minions, I've got great news. Hang on, you haven't heard what it is yet.
Oh, scusa.
Say no to slow with super fast Sky Fibre at our lowest price. It's just £20 a month for 18 months.
Whoa.
Ooh, la, la. We'll never slow you down, so even at peak times, the whole gang can go bananas.
Banana.
All for the tiny price of £20 a month for 18 months, including line rental, plus a one-off £19.95 setup fee when you join or recontract Sky TV.
Yeah.
Search Sky Fibre. Sky, believe in better. Available in Sky Fibre areas. New 18-month contract, Sky Fibre 25-gig monthly usage cap. Check speeds at sky.com. Further T's and C's apply.
It's here. It's one of over 1,000 great used vans. And it could be yours.
What's that coming over the hill, Van Monster?
Monster has a huge choice of used vans across the UK, all with 6 months warranty and the Van Monster price match guarantee. Like these 2014 Ford Transit Customs from under £9,000 plus 20% VAT. Find your next van right now at vanmonster.com.
Well, I wasn't really sure I'd belong in the army. Just thought they expected guys to be super strong. And before I joined, every press-up felt like 10. So on the second day, one of the lads offered to do some jobs for me for a few evenings so I can get some extra sessions in the gym. Yeah, so 10 years on, I'm our regiment's boxing champion, and that was all thanks to Jonesy. He didn't do much, but it meant a lot.
This is Belonging. Find where you belong. Search Army Jobs. Army. Be the best.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Greater Manchester, we have one lane blocked and slow traffic due to a broken down car. It's on the M60 clockwise between junction 13 and junction 14 for the East Lancs Road, and congestion is back to junction 11. In the West Midlands, two lanes closed and slow traffic due to a multi-vehicle accident. It's on the M42 northbound between junction 4 and junction 5 around Solihull. And in Warwickshire, we have one lane closed and queuing traffic due to an overturned lorry and recovery work. It's on the M6 northbound between junction 1 and junction 2 around Coventry. I'm Sammy Jo Lowe.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. It's Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. A lot of reactions coming in to the big debate, Cornelius. Do we need string? That's the question we're answering. String is silly, isn't it? Silly string. That's just come in. You're thank right. you very much yeah. for that. Do we need it? We've got dustpan and brush now in Leicester Square. Why on earth would we need string?
This is coming from Fran Healy. He says, for the love you bring, John, it doesn't mean a thing unless you string.
Thanks, Fran. Anything else?
No.
Right, good. Thank you very much indeed. Now, speaking of silly string, it's also silly season. Now, that's because there's no real news over the summer. I mean, there slightly is this time because of, you know, World War III and stuff. But it hasn't stopped the flow of stories that aren't stories at all being made into stories by journalists trying to fill newspapers while Parliament is out of session. It's the silly season. And to talk us through it this week, as ever, we welcome Toby Gillies from Talk Sport, the newsreader and Talk Sport, Toby Gillies, to round up Silly Gillies' Silly Season. He'll be giving us a series of headlines, and Cornelius and I will have to guess the stories from the Silly Season. It's Silly Gillies' Silly Season!
It's Silly Gillies' Silly Season! Yeah!
So then, let's go to headline number one and see if together we can figure out the story attached to
Nicky Mouse.
Nicky Mouse.
Nicky Mouse.
Yeah. All right, okay. So in the modern world that we now live in, and this is only right and proper that it should happen, given Ed Skrein, or Skrein, stepping down, Hellboy Ed, stepped down from the film Hellboy, hasn't he?
Yes.
Because of cultural appropriation. That he was due to play a character of Asian origin. He decided he wasn't going to, as he wasn't of Asian origin himself. So that's one thing. Off the back of that, an actress called somebody Wang changed her name in order to get work in Hollywood. She's today said that Hollywood is a racist. Right. So this is part of the whole new culture of identity politics. Mickey Mouse has had a sex change. Nicky Mouse.
But there's already Minnie Mouse.
That's not that's his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And he's
but
now
surely
had a
she'll get all the female mouse sort of
Mickey Mouse
roles.
Can identify however he likes. And if he wants to trans mouse, then he can and he has.
Okay.
Nicky Mouse, there.
I think it's something to do with Nicky Morgan, the politician eating cheese.
Okay, let's find out which of us was right.
A thief snatched a £4,500 bronze statue called Mouse in a House from an art gallery in Stockbridge, Hampshire.
I think I was closest out of the two of us there.
Yeah.
Next headline.
Prickly Bear. Prickly Bear.
Okay, well,
Bear.
For a start, I don't think it's a story about a bear.
I don't think it's a bear.
I think it's a hedgehog. Right?
Why a hedgehog?
Because they are remaking the famous TV programme BJ and the Bear from the late 80s with the actor Greg Evigan, who played a truck driver called BJ McKay and his best friend Bear. But he wasn't a bear in that, he was a chimpanzee. In the remake, sorry, the reboot, the reimagining, he's got a hedgehog in the cab, but it's still
it's
called Bear.
It's obviously going Prickly to be a bear. It's obviously going to be a bear.
Yeah, well,
you
would have said that about the chimpanzee.
Prickly bear.
Yeah. That aside, I think that's a one-off.
Okay.
So I think a bear maybe he's got, I don't know, start with some hair wax and sort of styled its hair to make it look like a hedgehog or something
right.
like that.
Right.
Should we find out?
Yes, let's find out what the story is. Let's find out. What's the story attached to Prickly Bear?
A pygmy hedgehog has been named Paddington after being found in a cage on a platform at the London Tube station.
Well, I was closest again, wasn't I?
So it wasn't a bear.
No, I told you it wasn't a bear. I said it was a hedgehog, didn't I?
You did.
And that, therefore,
that's
gives me
where the humour arises.
Gives me a point. Next headline, please. Toby Gillies.
Steering heel.
Steering heel.
Heel as
it's
in...
It's a typo. It's steering wheel, but someone's missed the W off.
And that's a news story.
Yeah, anything goes in silly season.
No, I reckon it'll be something to do with heel as in a dog. A dog. A dog driving a car.
A dog driving a car.
Dog driving a car.
Let's find out what the story is attached to steering
heel.
Let's
see if it's up there.
Police are hunting for a lorry driver who was spotted steering with his feet on the M25 near Epping in Essex yesterday.
Spotted.
So it wasn't...
No, it wasn't that. Okay, let's take another headline.
IKEA Tat Pack.
IKEA Tat Pack.
So this would be tattoos.
Oh, all right.
I reckon.
Yeah. It's not suggesting that the things at IKEA are a load of tat.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I reckon someone's got a tattoo about IKEA.
I agree with you on this. Someone's either had Billy Bookcase. Oh, someone called Billy Bookcase.
Someone called Billy Bookcase.
Has had a tattoo of some meatballs done over his actual balls. Is that...
No, I
think that's the story.
I think they could have done a better headline than IKEA Tat Pack.
Well, he's packing some IKEA okay. Tat, isn't he? Is what
it would be IKEA Tat Sack.
All right. Sack Pack. Tat Sack. I would suggest... Actually, no, he's not called Billy Bookcase. He's called Alan Key. Okay. Let's find out what the story is.
IKEA fan Matt Lee had its iconic pencil tattooed on his wrist to mark the opening of a new store near his Sheffield home.
We were close.
Yeah, that's all right. Oh, that's we did all right there.
All right, then let's... silly gilly, silly season. Let's take another headline, please.
Vape Escape.
They are remaking the classic and iconic film The Great Escape. Where instead of making dummies... So instead, you know, in The Great Escape, they made dummies of themselves to fool the prison guards.
Oh, yeah, when they were sleeping.
When
is
they were
that
sleeping,
right? Yes.
Exactly right. So they're doing a modern version of it where they remake it. Like with Lord of the Flies and an all-female cast that was announced today, they're remaking The Great Escape with robots, and some of the robot soldiers have put vaping equipment in bed, because vapes look a bit robotic, don't they? Big, big old robot things.
Yeah.
So they put them in the bed to fool the robot guards that they're asleep, and they've escaped.
No. So you know how in The Great Escape they will carefully hide that they're digging a hole by putting the gravel down in their pockets and letting it run down?
Yeah.
And you know how vaping has all sorts of flavours.
Yes.
I think there's a new flavour of vape, which is gravel.
Let's find out which was...
Lily Harvey, who's 16, has opened an e-cigarette shop after being kicked out of school for breaching its dress policy in Durham.
Surely she's too young to be doing that. Don't you have to be 18 to e-cig?
I don't know. isn't smoking 16 still, or is that child?
Smoking's been 18 since I was 16.
Right. Okay. Well, perhaps she's not doing it. Anyway,
I don't know if there's an age on vaping, but probably, I thought there would be. Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, that you were wrong. I was closest again. Let's take one more headline. Final headline.
Few done it.
Someone called Few has done it.
No, it'll be. There's been a crime. A crime has done.
Yeah.
And.
Someone's relieved about it. Phew.
No, it is. They thought it was a big old gang, but yeah. It turns out it was just two people on their own who did it.
So a few lesser people did it. Yeah. Few done it.
Yeah.
Few.
What do you reckon?
Few
is?
Done. Well, I.
Few is a sense of relief, isn't it?
Yeah, few. I've done it. Someone's done it.
Someone's managed to do something with that when they thought they may not in time.
There.
Not the best story.
Well, it's silly season. Let's find out what it is.
A mystery stink blamed on farmers has been blighting the lives of the people of Sittingbourne in Kent all summer.
I'd say living in Sittingbourne has blighted your life, if I'm brutally honest. I have to go through there on the train. My God. Anyway, let's... and it does smell. So... in terms of scores, I think I won.
Do we score this?
Well, I've just decided so.
We'd never do.
No, I just have. I win. Right, so well done me. That was Silly Gillies, Silly Season.
That was Silly Gillies, Silly Season. Yeah.
The next bit of the programme, today's edition of Paul Rossmaster, none other than music legend Eddie Temple Morris, will be having his knowledge well and truly tested, and his patience, of Paul Ross, our Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter, and we've just learned what a bonus this is. He's going to be in the studio with us.
I'm really excited.
I mean, he's got no life. So he's not even on the phone. He's bothered to come in for this. Wow. Right. His journey won't have been wasted. It will. It will, Eddie. But he's going to be with us live in the studio playing today's edition of Paul Rossmaster in the next half an hour. We've also got Victoria's bonus news to look forward to at all. She's here now with the actual news just after 3:30 on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Britain's talks with the EU over Brexit negotiations don't appear to have progressed much. At a joint press conference with Brexit Secretary David Davis, Michel Barnier said that he didn't see any decisive progress on any of the principal subjects. Mr. Davis agreed there are significant differences to be breached with the EU on the issue of financial settlement. He seemed keen to press his point.
The settlement should be in accordance with law and in the spirit of the UK's continuing partnership with the EU. And I'll repeat that phrase, in accordance with law and in the spirit of the UK's continuing partnership with the EU.
A man who's appeared in court charged with a terror offence after three police officers near Buckingham Palace were injured in an incident with a four-foot sword. The 26-year-old from Luton has been remanded into custody. Theresa May is insisting she will stay on as Tory leader and fight the next general election. The Prime Minister's been criticised over the comments after this year's election result. The online gambling firm 888 has been ordered to pay a record £7.8 million penalty by the industry regulator. It's after it found significant flaws in protecting thousands of vulnerable customers. Police in Texas say a fire has broken out at a flood-hit chemical plant following Storm Harvey. The site, which is near Houston, had already been evacuated, but officers are playing down fears of an explosion. And two big transfer deadline day moves have gone through this afternoon. Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain's completed his move from Arsenal to Liverpool, and Tottenham have signed Ivory Coast fullback Serge Aurier from Paris Saint-Germain. The weather showers easing tonight, lows of 9 degrees. Sunny spells for many tomorrow, with highs of 20. There's more in half an hour.
There's more now.
Oh, yes, there is.
There's more now, Victoria, because regular listeners know only too well that Victoria's bulletins, impressive though they are certainly smaller than they used to be. Because she gets... It's ridiculous, really. They used to be 3 minutes long, the news bulletins, and now they're 2 minutes. She gets paid the same. That's not right.
It is.
Oh. So instead, she has to make the time up. We bring you animal news, vegetable news and mineral news because it covers everything off. Today, we bring you bonus mineral news. Mineral news.
Mineral News.
New mineral alert.
That's right. So Czech scientists have found a new mineral. So it's based on silver sulfide and has been named staroseskite.
What?
I mean, that's probably not how you say it. No. Staroseskite. Yes. The name refers to the area where it was found.
Styroses.
Kite. Yes.
Do you know it?
Yeah, went on a holiday once.
Did you discover any minerals while you were there?
No, I did fly a kite.
Oh, lovely. So that's an area where in which ores were mined from the Middle Ages to the 20th century.
Where is it?
In the Czech Republic.
That's right.
And it's now, this new mineral is now in... is now part of the Czech National Museum mineral collection.
New mineral alert.
There you go.
I'm sure you must have visited that on your holiday.
Oh, I certainly did.
Every day, was
Good morning, Liz. What a it's a magnificent
was
tourist
it
attraction.
The highlight?
Tourist attraction of the area, that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can tell you that.
Even though you didn't know what country it was in.
No. So that's good. See, already Mineral News has... we got scoop there, I think.
There you go.
Mineral
scoop.
News.
Mineral News.
What else is happening in the world of minerals?
Okay, so I've just had this brought in to me.
Oh, breaking mineral news.
I saw it on the telly and I was like... I saw it on the telly and I was like, I need to get that in my bulletin.
Yes.
So, an Italian artist's take on America... is an 18-carat gold toilet, and it's been on display at a museum in New York.
Yeah.
And apparently the display's been extended for 2 more weeks.
What, just a display of a toilet?
A golden toilet. And apparently 100,000 people have already visited it.
What, to go on it? Can you go on it?
No, I wouldn't do that.
Why?
That'd I don't think it's
money
plumbed
down
in.
The pan.
What?
Money down the pan is that toilet.
Oh. Well, you pan for gold, don't you?
Yeah.
So that would make...
money down the pan for gold.
And if you've got... I you can afford a gold toilet, you are flush to the success, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, this is... he thinks this sums up America, and apparently it's ironic.
One big toilet.
It's a statement about wealth and silliness in art, and it takes aim at excess in society and art. So there you go. It is in full working order.
That was my next question. Is it a working toilet? Yes. So
yeah.
It's plumbed in.
Yeah. So if you want to go on that toilet, you don't know if that's encouraged.
Well,
you have just over 2 weeks left. I have got more, so press the button.
News.
Hurry up.
The music
Come on.
Well, the music ran out.
John, just press the button.
Well,
why can't you do this seamlessly? It's like you do it like really slowly to be annoying.
First time you said that.
That is the first time I've said that. No. But you are annoying. That's not the first time I've said that. Anyway, and it's been revealed that Taylor Swift's diamond bath in her video for her new song, Look What You Made Me Do, cost around $10 million.
Oh, please, it weren't real.
£6.59 million.
That wasn't real. It's not worth doing that.
Well, maybe they loaned the...
No,
they borrowed
just lie.
The diamonds.
Maybe
you
it's
just
made,
lie about
made
doing
by
that.
The same person who made the golden toilet.
No.
Because if you're technically, this is turning to mineral bathroom news.
Actually, yes.
I mean, is there a sink made of anthracite or something?
No. Yesterday was presidential vegetable news. Today is mineral bathroom news.
Mineral bathroom news. But you stopped at two bathroom furnitures.
Yeah.
You could have got a full set.
Well, I wasn't thinking about this.
Full set breakfast.
Let's not talk about that. Anyway, the pop star's been criticised. Some people think it's a thinly veiled reference to her arch rival, Kim Kardashian, who was the victim of a jewellery heist.
I think what you'd have to do, if you were trying to do... I do remember that, yes. If you were trying to do a thinly veiled reference to Kim Kardashian, surely you'd have a massive B-day. Because famously, she's got a big arse.
But wasn't she tied up in her bathroom? By people who robbed her in Paris.
Yes, but what I'm saying is that's one aspect. But the other thing we know about Kim Kardashian is she's got a big bottom.
Yeah.
And she, you know, she's very proud of that, and rightly so.
Yes.
But so you'd think a B-day would be the best way to
Americans
sum up.
Americans wouldn't get that, would they?
Don't Americans have B-days?
I think it's a very European thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, but they do have them in America. Mm. I've seen bidets in America, I'm
have
sure.
Have you used them in America?
I've never used a bidet. Have you ever used a bidet?
No.
I never have either. I have accidentally weed in one, thinking it was the toilet, you know, while drunk. But I've never used a bidet for the purposes... For which it was intended.
I have.
How was that?
It's fine.
Is it?
Yeah.
Does it do the job? I've always not trusted the jet to be powerful enough.
Yeah. So
what mess did you get?
let's not go into that. It was fine.
Is it a pleasurable sensation?
Yeah, it's quite hard. You sort of, you have to position yourself correctly.
Yeah.
And also there's no seat on it, which obviously makes sense.
Do you have to hover over it? Like a sort of squatting motion.
No, I still sat on it, but maybe that was wrong.
Could you use it as a...
I didn't do it in front of anybody, so I don't know whether it did it right or wrong.
Could you need feedback on your bidet use.
Yeah.
feedback.
Could Mineral you, new.
Could you use it as a rudimentary drinks fountain?
No, you can't drink toilet water.
Yes, you can. It's just water.
No, but that's not
toilet... Bidet water's not toilet water, it's tap water.
Yeah, but you can't drink bathroom tap water.
Of course you can drink bathroom tap water.
You can't drink bathroom tap water.
The same water that comes into your house that goes to the other taps, you big idiot.
No, I always go downstairs.
Well, you are foolish.
So, honestly, before you go to sleep at night, you'll just maybe pour out the glass next to your bed and just refill it
from the
bathroom.
Exactly what I would do, yes.
Hasn't it been in a tank?
It doesn't come...
It's the same place.
It's the same water.
Yeah. No. I wouldn't use a bidet one just because of what's been put in a bidet.
Bottoms.
Exactly.
All right, Minion. So...
I don't know what that is.
It's a film with Minions in it.
Grow up.
Okay.
Mineral News.
Minion News.
Mineral News.
Thank you very much, Victoria.
Okay.
For bringing us today's mineral news. Lovely. Now, in the next bit of the programme, it is time, that's right, for this week's edition of Radio's least favourite and least listened to quiz. Paul Ross Master, your knowledge and patience well and truly tested pertaining to the life, work and career of Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross. It's next. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Collaboration kills cancer. Who's in?
I'm Julia Hartley Brewer, and I'm turning up the heat on cancer with a big and ballsy bake.
For Stand Up to Cancer, we're about to get ballsy with our bakes. We're going to play a little game of cupcake roulette.
Okay, we've only got a few left. Let's mix and mingle them. I can't even finish that. That is the rankest thing I have ever literally.
Tastes like a cake's fallen into fish and chips.
See the full video of my ballsy bakes right now on Talk Radio's Facebook page or on Twitter at Talk Radio.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Get inspired. Sign up now at standuptocancer.org.uk.
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
So you're kicking around the idea of getting rid of your greys with Just For Men, but all your intel comes from your lovely lady who goes to that dreaded place, the salon.
Then there's the foil and the sitting, the hot dryer, more rinsing, more sitting, more rinsing, more sitting, more rinsing.
Mate, that's not for you. That's for the ladies. That's why Just For Men is made
for men.
Getting rid of your grey takes about 5 minutes. Yeah, it's that easy. Now you're not only back to your natural hair colour, you're back at the pub, where you belong. Just For Men. Find it in the men's aisle.
I'm an old school kind of guy. I don't use my phone for taking selfies, tagging friends.
or sending texts full of emojis. But I do use my phone for having a flutter on the footy. And Betfred's Pick Your Punt has made me embrace the new. So if you've got a great idea for a bet, tweet it to hashtag Pick Your Punt and Betfred will tweet you back with the odds. Create unique bets with Pick Your Punt. So whenever you bet, Betfred.
18 plus T&Cs apply. Please bet responsibly. Gamblerware.co.uk. Selected events only. Markets made available at Betfred's discretion. Maximum stake applies.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
In Greater Manchester, we have stationary traffic due to a rolling roadblock and recovery work due to a broken down car. It's on the M60 clockwise between junction 13 and junction 15 for the Swinton interchange. Elsewhere in Cheshire, slow traffic and the exit slip road is closed. That is due to an accident on the M6 northbound at junction 19 for Knutford. And in the West Midlands, two lanes closed and slow traffic due to an oil spillage and an accident. It's on the M42 northbound between junction 4 and junction 5 around Solihull, and travel time is around 20 minutes. I'm Sammy Jolo.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio. And now for something cornflakely different.
Now, I'm with you from 6 in the morning till 10, 5 days a week, 20 hours, and I'd love the pleasure of your company, but I'm a realist. Although it's disappointing, maybe you can't catch me for 20 hours a week, but you can pick up my best bits via our podcast. Just go to talkradio.co.uk and download the best of the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio. Glory be to Pod.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon to you. If you are just joining us, well, you've missed most of it. What have we been talking about? Much. Diana's 20th anniversary, the Dianiversary, if you will. We've talked about a lady who's, right as I speak, at the gates of Kensington Palace, having baked a cake in the shape of Princess Diana, an illusion cake like on Bake Off. And I imagine that. Eddie Temple Morris is here, by the way. Hello, Eddie.
Hello, mate. Nice to see you.
And you. Very nice to see you. We're going to be playing Paul Rossmaster in a moment, but I need to ask you this question because everybody's been asked this question today. If you were faced with a cake in the shape of Princess Diana, which bit of her would you eat first?
Oh, Christ. I suspect that I'm the only person here who was born in Wales and, you know, she ain't my princess. I would feel fairly uncomfortable eating any part of, Diana.
We'll take that as an answer. Perfectly acceptable. Well, stay there because you are going to be quizzing and quizzed in a moment. Before that, though, as I said, we're talking about the Dianiversary. We're talking about Theresa May staying on as leader till the end of the world, she says, which is in about 4 days, given North Korea's agenda. And the news is very complicated, isn't it?
I can't get my head around it.
Don't you worry your little head about it, because we're here to help, taking Japan as our theme, as we often do. We take the news, we run it through the gauntlet. And you know this, Eddie, if you drill down into any news story, what do you end up with right at the bottom of that when you get to the core essence? Japanese poetry.
A haiku.
That's right. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Betting firm 888 hit with record panel. What are the odds?
The news in haikus. And now it is time to play this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster. It is the radio's least favourite quiz. The life and work of Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross in quiz form. Everybody who has ever played, each and every celebrity guest, is trying to get some points. That will put them at the top of the leaderboard, along with everyone else who's ever played. Playing today, not on the phone, very much in person, Eddie Temple-Morris from our sister station, Virgin Radio. Hello, Eddie.
Hello, mate.
There we go.
Excited about this. I've been winging it my whole broadcasting career. So doing a quiz, the subject matter of which I know absolutely the sum total of zero about, is kind of exciting to me.
A lot of people put the research in. I like that you're so confident that you haven't...
I'm not sure it's confidence. It's maybe another word.
So, well, you're too busy to do any research, of course, because you're too busy spinning the platters that matter as one of the nation's finest music gurus. I don't think that's unfair to say, is it, about you?
That's, a huge compliment. I just do my thing, you know, inspired by people like John Peel, and that's very nice
so
of you to say.
So talk us through your show on Virgin. You play the latest hits, I understand.
Classic tracks and best new music. it's a few cool 80s tracks, a lot of 90s and noughties. Yeah. So then that's kind of my specialty. I was, you know, pretty active in the late 90s and the noughties, and so, like, you know, it's I love it. You know, I love a lot of the songs, and I know a lot of the people that they play.
Yeah.
Or used to know, in the case of Michael Hutchence or whatever. Yeah. You know, so it's a nice place to be.
Did you know Michael Hutchence?
I spent a few beautiful hours with him.
Did you really?
And got on really well, so I was super, super.
Did he try to get off with you? Because he tends to do that with people who interview him.
No, but I did have gay thoughts, I've got to say.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
I'm going to own it totally.
Michael
I'm completely
Hutchence,
heterosexual,
I think so.
But I kind of thought, he was so sexy, I thought, I kind of want to be a girl.
Yeah. Fair enough. All right. There's a scoop.
Yeah, you heard it here first.
Well, you know, speaking of people getting off with people, Paul Ross is a well-known broadcaster, of course. He presents The Breakfast Show round here. We have three questions pertaining to his life and work. They follow mostly A, B and C answers, Eddie. So let's crack on with the quiz. Here we go. Question number one. Current movie horror film release news now. And a current movie horror film release is the new movie horror film release, The Limehouse Radio Presenter. Victorian London is gripped with fear as a talk radio full set breakfast presenter is on the loose, leaving cryptic text messages written in the blood of his victims. The series of brutal murders and equally horrific interviews with former reality TV contestants has shaken the community to the point where the people believe that only a legendary creature from dark times, the mythical so-called Paul Ross, must be responsible. With few leads and increasing public pressure, Scotland Yard must rely on help from a witness to stop the murders and bring the maniac and former host of 1999 live TV network quiz show It's Anybody's Guess to justice. But the Limehouse radio presenter isn't the only radio-based horror film that there is. Name the other one. Is it A, an American Charlie Wolf in London? Is it B, the Texas Chainsaw Moilsacre?
Don't get me started.
Or is it? I was rather hoping to. Or is it C, I spit on your Paul Gambaccini?
Well, I kind of want it to be C only because I want to steer away from B for the good of taste and decency.
Okay, we'll steer away from the fat one. You say C then, Paul Gambaccini.
Yeah, I'm hoping that it is
the right answer.
Oh, that's
very good, very good work.
I was right to be confident.
You were. This is question two, it's a history question. It was on this day in the aforementioned history that German Count Ferdinand von Zeppelin patented his navigable talk radio full set breakfast presenting balloon. The Paul Rosselin, as it was known, was a rigid, certainly at times on or about a notorious dogging site in the Maidenhead area, construction. After its success in trials, the word Paul Rosselin became to be commonly used to refer to all rigid radio broadcasters. And during World War I, the German military made extensive use of Paul Ross, sending him into the skies above England, where he dropped his payload over the British countryside. But the Paul Rosselin isn't the only groundbreaking aviation tool.
I thought not.
Name.
I had a feeling that was, okay, it was not going to be the only one.
Name the other one. Is it A, the Concorde? Unpaid talk radio afternoon show sidekick Cornelius Con is a now defunct joint project between Britain and France. Is it B, the Enola Gay? Radio 1's Scott Mills drops the bomb on Japan that destroys Hiroshima. Or is it C, the Memphis Belle? End of the summer and Chris Evans goes on holiday to Memphis.
Surely, I want it to be one. I want Cornelius slash Con to be involved in this one.
The Concorde is the right answer.
Oh, yes! Oh, yes! Two out of two.
Very good. Okay.
I'm absolutely smashing it today.
Now, you'll be good at this because it's a music question. The final question is a music question. Have a listen, Eddie Temple Morris, to this music. Well, that was, of course, Mein Teil, or My Penis, as it translates to, by the German industrial heavy metalist Rammstein.
I thought it might be Rammstein.
Romantically, that is also the first dance that Chloe here, who works on the show, has chosen for her forthcoming wedding. First dance. Oh, lovely, Chloe. It's so romantic, nice. Isn't it? Anyway, Eddie, here's your unrelated question. A team of scientists, they're Chinese scientists, have for the first time sent Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross through seawater by entangling his particles. The practice is known as quantum broadcast teleportation, and in the experiment, scientists sent information from Paul Ross across a 3.3-metre tank of water. The research is important because quantum broadcasting is unhackable, and the underwater aspect means that in future, the Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast show can be broadcast underwater without anybody having to tune into it at all. Here's your question. Name five famous waters. Five famous waters.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Waters that break in ladies all around the world. Yeah. Pregnancy waters.
Good, yes.
Waters of Nazareth.
Yes.
John Waters.
John Waters. Good.
The famous, the legendary producer and director and writer. Canada Waters.
I have
Canada
to put
water.
A timer on it, though. It's a timer.
Okay, I'm struggling with. I'm struggling with.
I tell
with
you
the
what,
waters,
it's easy. It's easy when you play along at home, isn't it? It's more difficult when the pressure's on.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, well, it's easy when you know the answer. Yeah.
Let me tell you what I had written on the card. Five famous waters. Roger.
Yeah, oh, Roger Waters, of course.
Floyd. To Ship Down.
Yeah.
The Dead Rabbit book and film. Spoiler alert. There.
Yes.
Lou Station.
Water. Right. Yes. Yes.
Lou East Station.
Yeah. Okay.
And Water Feeling, the theme song from Flashdance.
The tenuous, but the tenuous ones are often the best.
Irene Cara. Well, look, you did all right, I think. But let's very quickly, I think, go over to Cornelius, who has worked out your score. Eddie Temple Morris. He's looking for some points. He's trying to get to the top of the leaderboard with anybody else who's ever played. What did he get?
Eddie, you have scored.
Yeah.
Some
he
points!
Got some points.
Yeah. Yes!
Eddie Temple Morris.
Yes. Not a very chantable name.
I'm punching my hand in the air, firing an AK-47 skyward. I'm absolutely loving it.
Excellent work. Listen, thank you so much for coming into the studio. It's always a pleasure.
You're very welcome. Lovely to see you again.
And you. And remind us when your show is on, please do.
4 till 7, Saturdays and Sundays on Virgin Radio.
There it is. Now, we must cross now before... Well, that's it from us. We're done. We're out of here. We're back tomorrow at 1 till 4 o'clock, but Sam Delaney's with you next from 4. It's Thursday. That means Sam is down at the Grenfell site. That's where the show comes from on a Thursday. Hello, Sam.
Hi, John. How are you doing?
Yeah, we're all right, thank you. How's it? What you got coming up today?
We have got a mix of local guests reflecting on the latest from the aftermath of Grenfell. Week after what was, by all accounts, a fantastic Notting Hill Carnival, which featured tributes to the victims of Grenfell. We're going to be catching up with local residents and councillors on what the latest situation is for the survivors and other members of the community affected by that. We'll also be reflecting on the 20th anniversary of Diana's death,
of course. Yeah, the Diana-versary.
We're going to be joined by... Yeah, the Diana-versary, yep. Ben Ofoedu is back. We haven't seen him for a while. Fantastic Fats and Small singer will be here doing our trending review. And we'll also be joined by, I mean, if you're not a football fan, which I don't think you are, John, this will mean nothing to you, but Andy Sinton, former England and QPR footballer, talking about this special football charity match for Grenfell Tower that is taking place at QPR this weekend. And I, because I'm a bit of an anorak about this sort of thing, I'm looking forward to that in particular.
Thank you very much indeed. Sam Delaney there, a bit of a sort of lag, time lag there, as you can hear that. Sam Delay, Knee with you from four. We're back tomorrow, 1 till 4 in the afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. We've got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.